Let's see, let's take a look at the eye of the mom, maybe the distinction between a rare flashy yesh relief and a rare flashy relief. If you have so, and then a few short for your that's considered to be so all the way here, if you have to not be going on this, just like you have to not be going on this in the cell, you have to not be going on this in the end of the rare drop in the cell. But if you're ready to play the solo, the solo is in another room, and then the rest comes out. And then it's considered like a Yaklash Eloise, so then it's only a Jim Mizrabor. And so even the Rami Machmir is going to get to Priyashma and Timo, not going to get to Dibay Kodesh. Anyway, it's clear from the Gemara that some of these Dinam are there, right? And some of them are only Drabon, like we had the Gemara. We'll have it again later about the Merag Lion. What am I going to say later on this time? Is that when I tell you, Merag Lion is started with this, the Ashmasa is so long as connected on the Vishnu. And the Merag Lion is coming out and it's flowing out. But if there's a puddle of Merag Lion on the floor, that's only us in Drabon to dive into connected Merag Lion. So we had a distinction already earlier and it's just in a different context, that with respect to Dinam Drabon on, there's a consideration of Kavod Abiyus, but Kavod Abiyus is there for Dinam Drabon. That's the shadow that comes up every so often. Let's say a person is about 30 in a shirt. And they call up an old man from Aliyah. And his begotten are all full of Mehashpana. And there's a terrible Reachra. So I mean, Aperah, there's no risk because Merag Lan is connected homeless. You know, there's no Merag Lan coming out now. It's Merag Lan that landed already. It's a Luan of the begotten. But there's a terrible Reachra. There's so many issues. But the whole list is only the Rabbana. What are you going to do? Tell a man a king? So the Gavah shouldn't give him an aliyah. Okay. What are you going to tell him?
He calls it from over there.
Let's say there's one person, we know that this man, let's say no. They come to someone, we know that this person only has a leah flap and they have spun on the body. You're going to tell him, you can't give him an aliyah because of the... What can you do? And then he walks up to the secretary, hacking the Valkyrie. But some posts him right about this problem, some people are paying for some. But you say that since it's only an issue there are born, we're not dealing with an issue there, right? If there's a consideration of cover abuse, whenever the issue is out, you want to leave there are born, then you're committed to forbid. You should try to avoid it whenever possible. But whenever it's impossible to be avoided, then the Muslim cover abuse in Naples. He mentioned there on the Yoga of the Mara.
Yeah,
but there's one thing they say. So there is a Machlokes Tosfos in connection with that Gemara, the Yad Malachi. Yad Malachi is one volume in Encyclopedia. It really says it has Chloe Hashem. Then it goes alphabetically arranged. And the Kavod Abiyus is a quote from Machlokes Tosfos in there. The Gemara has all the Kulis. If you may so, the Machlokes Kavod Abiyus, the Gemara has, if it's climbed, the Rabbani you may so, if it says that Sazer Rabbanim Yemeko, what else is the Rabbanim? If it says the Rabbanim, Shasim the Rabbanim was the Rambam Yehem. It is the Rabbanim, the Gemara means to say it's the Sidra Klaus.
No.
So I'm showing all that that Kavar Abis is there for the Rabbanim. That's what I'm showing. The Rabbanim is showing the Hadrosh Maimim, the Bayim of the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim. And the Imam is the other Rishonim say, no, that's my bedroom. That's the vision cloud. He says, Kehol Shavu Rabban, you don't even ever go to Yad Vashem. And I go, it's Mami, and Ivan and the Rambam, and he's a Kyan, the Christ, like he said. And it's the regular thing, it's the universal thing. It's the Mark to cover every day, it's the Mark of all the Rabban. That's enough to mean what about on the third day, Yom Kippur, to violate an Isha the Rabban. A lot of the Malachi that the Chavis Hadisha does in preparing the, let's say, they carry the maid. It's so for this. The part of the story, part of the issue is whether this cooler that the Gemara has, that's what the Yad Malachi is into. These coolers on Yitzhak Sunday, that the Rabbanon, you make around the town cover this, you're allowed to violate the Rabbanon, is it only those particular in the same Rabbanon that are singled out by the Gemara? Or do you say that it's all given the Rabbanon? It's past this, I think the most of the person hold that it's all the Rabbanon. Let the devil contemplate possible light about this issue. Comes up this issue. That if the whole issue is only the Rabbanon, the whole Reach, that's what you can say. Why is the Reach Yah in the Torah, the whole is only the Rabbanon? So you, once the Torah is Mechusas, and I'll say that, and I'll say that the Gemara says that on the day. Once it's Mechusas, it's Mechusas. Before the whole deal, the Reach Rashi Yesh Lo Yisa, but that's not only the Rabbanon. And they Hashtana, after it's named, that it's invited only the Rabbanon. And whenever it's the Rabbanon, and there's a serious, Prophet Abiyas involved, this you can start begging the person and tell them why you should observe your sex and other time when you're not supposed to say, let him find on the tongue, let him say Kaddish over there instead of let him get an Aliyah by Yunchen on any day in Shaqnaf, what? To bring it out of it, but he just can't get out of it, and there's a big Prophet Abiyas, so then some say, the Mokhan Prophet Abiyas didn't make him on the Dinjava. That's why sometimes it's important to know what's the right or what's the Rabbon. I tell over the story that there was one time that someone walked in, Rav Chaim was learning with Rav Elgala when he was a teenager. He was learning with Rav Elgala the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, it comes through. Someone said, what's up in the middle of nowhere? I suppose to nothing. So he said, because they said he was going to be drafted into the army, into the Russian army, and have to do Malachas on Shabbos. He has to know. Oh, he has to know Hilchos Shabbos. So he asked him, so what do you know, the Rambam? The Rambam, he learned Shulchan Aruch. He said, no, the Shulchan Aruch, it just says, what's up with it doesn't say what's the right or what's the Rabbana. When you're in the army, you have to be Michal Shabbos. You have to know what's the Rabbanon is. You have to know what the Rabbanon is, what the double the Rabbanon is. Shuvah is more better than a single the Rabbanon, and so on. So these dinim also, you have to know, for the purposes we observe the dinim the Rabbanon also, but it's important to know what's the Rabbanon, what's the answer, sometimes for the situations of Kavar Abir. Okay, let's go to Gemara Isma. And so I came in, this is another one today. So Yosef, the person is here, and he wants to say a brach, he wants to say Kriya Shema, he's almost walking by with the Torah. And he's first Alam, he's a good player. Is he permitted to daven or not? So it's a machleg is a bad rabba. A bad rabba must look at his creation, my rabba must look at his creation. A bad rabba, he's asking a quarter that it's also. Why should Abai say that it's mutter look at his creation? What's this for? I'm not bad, you know, we don't pass my Abai. What's his rationale? You know, I mean, although we need to get such an handful of his player is moving, then it's mutter look at his creation because it's just a marshal of his stuff. It's not, he's a mission of going. We went to Elay. The thing is that it says when Miriam came in the Torah, so Aaron requested of Moshe Rabbeinu that he should do something. He should be part of the punishment. Atina kameis, asher b'tzeifer erechimimo, vayochel chafitzot. He shouldn't call it a deal like a meis. What's atina kameis? So the Chachamim say, the Mishnah says in the Gan, that a mitzvah of a kishlameis. Just like a meis is mitzvah b'era, so to the mitzvah is also mitzvah b'era. But the Lashon HaGemara is, the Lashon HaMishnah is the Lashon HaGemara, it doesn't say that a Messiah is Mithani Zahoyah, it doesn't have that Lashon, it says Mithani Bidiyah. So like that, it doesn't mean Diyah, it's actually saying Diyah, it's a Jew's Nichnas to Diyah. So why is the Lashon different? How come it doesn't say that? It's Mithani Zahoyah, it's not going to Messiah, it's Mithani Zahoyah. Why do you use the Lashon Mithani Bidiyah? So that's what the Minhas Kina says, because the Diyah must slightly different. If I am amazed, whenever we're in the same Oyah, the Kuma will be transformed. Hashem came by Mithani, it's not exactly so. If there's a Messiah in that room, and I'm in a different room, even though the wall, even though the door is open, the window is open, but it's a different room, so there's no, the tumor doesn't, the tumor doesn't go through. Some hold that by name's Gufa, that's only the Rabbanah. But that's not really such a good proof. There's a shach that says like that in the early day. The shach says that if there's a mace in that room, and I'm in this room, and the door is open, but it's clear, it's two different rooms, that there's a possessed temple, so the shach like that, that's only a tumor of Rabbanah. So that's the only Rabbanah thing, because they were only mocking with the Rabbanah by Mesa, they never mocking by Mesa, so that doesn't really indicate anything. The question is that Shach is a mystery. That's what the Chum Tosef says. That Shach, the Shach is not a mystery, but the Sifkotin is a mystery. I think it's a Sifkotin, you'd rhyme by something. So I think the Chum Tosef has a truth, and he says that the line that the Shach goes on was 50 cases long, and it had every day walking, it had every 100, every 50 cases. There's a theorem of the shaft that's printed on the wrong line in the Mechaber. The Chum Tosef writes in one of the truths, the Chesed Yodeya, that the cut of the shaft goes on a different line in the Mechaber that's only the Rabbanah. But the line that it appears on is clearly a Dinde Reis. The Mech is in the next room, in the room, the door is open, that's Zichad Reis. And according to the Chum Tosef, it is a Chilik on the level of the Reis at the time. The Torah, the Tumor will not go through. Hashem came by Mesa, Tumu will go through Min HaTorah. Even if you assume the way the Shach is printed, that that's only the Rabbanon can be governed by Mitzvah, they were never Machmer. But there's still another din, this Mishnah. But what if we're sitting in the room and they're walking, the Chalif Adish is carrying a mace through. And they're walking all the time, they're walking the door and out that door and they're passing through. So do we become Tomei Well, we are in the same room under the same oil under the same God. These are the nations like stationary nations moving through. So this nation certainly is. So we go right to one up. And if there is the finish, but there's no thing at all, that's the mission that I buy for them. Well, we don't know how to get an Einfall, that if the Zoya is over here, if you permit it, and you say, Kriya Shema Tadam, it's a Salaam, it's a Shman, there is a mission in the going, it's just a marshal. You're not proving it, just as a marshal was a big one. I tell you, Oynik, the Talmud means the notorious. The notorious Oynik, Kaka Sarilom, if the notorious is either standing still or sitting, it doesn't matter. The different gears is in the Mishnah. Different gears appears in the Mishnah on the Gimel. It doesn't matter if the Cherubim and the Shnai point out, I'm sure, don't say what the gears is, and they say, it doesn't really matter what the gears is, it boils down to the same thing. If the notorious is standing still or sitting, then it's called Meshavah, then it's called then it's called Moshe HaMetor. Moshe HaMetor is that even if the Tohar is looking through, he'll also become Tomei. But if the Metor is not standing still, he's moving, then you can call it Moshe. That's not the Moshe HaMetor. Even if the Tohar is sitting still, the Tohar will not become Tomei. Because the Tumas Metor, that's the Metor. Then the Metor is not Metami Tohar, he is Metami Bediyah. And the reason why these formulas are different is because the heck is on Tino Kamehameha and the Torah is not exactly 100%. It's not exactly 100%. The Mitzvah Hukish Kamehameha is both by an Odom Mitzvah, Tino Kamehameha, and by an Eben Hamanugo. It's this Mishnah. An Eben Hamanugo is the same thing. An Eben, when you have to arise back in, and sometimes the Teraz didn't spread, so the Chumash says all you have to do is remove that Eben. So that Eben is also Hukish Kamehameha. That Eben will be the Tami, the Deer. And not the oil. So then we'll also make such a distinction. Is the Eben standing still or is it sitting or is it walking? Let's say the Eben is walking. So is someone carrying it or is someone standing still with the Eben? That's the Mishnah in that's the Mishnah in
the Eben is moving and the person apparently became already Tomei. So
what?
That's the same as the person being Tomei.
No, but the person is Tomei Maga, he himself is not a Mitzvah. King Solomon, he's a Rishon
Lezion.
Rishon Lezion.
Not like this. He cannot make somebody else from it.
No.
Only the
Solomon. The Mitzvah itself is an Avatom, a Shrent, it's still the Solomon. It makes the Mitzvah Rishon Lezion. But the Rishon Lezion is not Mitami Ba'or, like a Nei. Like a Nei is Mitami Ba'or. So if I come in contact with a Nei, and then they take away the Nei from the oil. I'm not Mitami Ba'or. I'm one of my Jacob Lord. The Nate is called Abiyah Vaisatum. I come in contact, I'm an Abakum. I'm not Tommy Boyle. I'm an Ab, talking to the Tommy Lord and the Chain of Order from a Mash. In order to be Tommy, a Mitzvah is not an Abiyah Vaisatum. So is only an Abatum. So is an Abatum.
Yes.
So when the Mitzvah transmits the Tumut to Tommy Lord, that person becomes a Vision. Vision is only the Tommy Lord from a Mash. It's not the Tommy Lord and the Chain.
What about a good thing in the house? Just take Richard out of the house?
Yeah, that's true. Can I just go? What's going on with that? The thing is, Eben Hamanugo is only a vice versa.
I mean, is it different if you're holding it and there wasn't a part of foundation?
No,
it's not the house. No, there is no Saraz Avon. Saraz Batin. If an Eben, if I have a stone sitting on the floor, and it develops made of Saraz, there's no genus from the Saraz on an Eben. It has to be a stone that's part of the building. And the Saraz develops in an Eben that's part of the building, so then the Chumash says, so you have to wait till next week, so sometimes you have to share the whole building, if it's possible. So, and if not possible, then it says, you take out that one Eben, you have to take it to Chutzpah Machna, and not only on the Torah, on the Torah is Mishtaleh Chutzpah Yoret HaMakavich Chodim Rimot Yeshua Binun. But let's say other cities of the Torah is not going there, it's not any city, except for your Hamukal B'chomer Tishu B'nun Ye'ezen Hamanuga, it's more chomer than in Sarat Onam. The Rash, and the going close to a conceptus, that the Ye'ezen Hamanuga state Mechus Lamat Mechus to all Ayorot in Erzim. The Ye'ezen Hamanuga is more chomer than the Odom Hamanuga, Odom Yisrael. You're not allowed to take an Ye'ezen Hamanuga into any of the cities in Erzim. On a farm, yeah, on a village, yeah. You have to know what the definition of it is. The definition here, I'm looking for the same thing. Look at Chaim also. Let's say there's an area, let's say there's a forepart. That's look at Chaim with the Shubhanah. But it's not an area. You don't have look at Chaim with the Shubhanah. So the Messiah is allowed to play ball on the forepart. The Messiah is forbidden to enter into a yard from Chaim with the Shubhanah. You have to have a definition of an ear anyway. We mentioned a few minutes ago, the definition of ear is relevant to the Dinder Rabbanon of Kul Shabbos. That's only a Dinder Rabbanon. We pass them that there are no Kumin in their lives, but there are no Pasuk in the Rechain Hilchot of the Erev, and they're all Kumin in the Dinder Rabbanon, not Kumin in their lives. But there is a definition of ear for the Geir to Oy Mikla.
And again, it's already equal since it's in their eyes. So the Gemara has definition. You have to know what's this. You have to collect all the Gemara, put them all together. What's the definition of the year? You have to have a certain layout, you have to have a geometric layout, what it has to look like, and you have to have a minimum observation. Shami says, we're not so sure about Yudai's mill. One mill is Alfaiman, one mill. So we talk to that only the Rabban. Rabakibi, she thinks that one mill is the right. And we talk to clearly against Rabakibi. But the Rabban, the risk, what are you, Shami? The risk at the end of the first paragraph. That Yudai's mill is at this suffix. Lev Mechuber. It's unclear. It could be that Yudai's mill is the right. So Mechaber Pasmach has been treated like a suffix. So that's the Mishkabura quotes a deal. It's in the Pesach of the Mechaber, which we don't talk like. Wait, I mean, the Friday, we talk like Mechaber. We ask Ganazim, follow the Ramah, Ramah says, get up to the Ramah. But according to you, Sadim, follow the Ramah, that's a stake of Adina. So the Yudhay's mill, 12 times I'll time on it, they're right there. So then the Mishnah Berurah has a deal. What is that Erev Eit Kumen? Is there an institution of Erev Eit Kumen? They're right. I want to go 23 mil. So I put a box of matzahs at the end of 11 and a half mil. And that should be my welcome, I'll plan to shoot to them. And I go right there. That invention, that exists on a level of the right, that's not air. That works on a level of the right, but that's only making these images of Rabbanon, they only work when the whole issue of Kumin is on the Rabbanon, then you can solve the problem by laying that air. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rishonim who say explicitly that air of Kumin is the right, they all like the Talmudim, that Kum Shabbos is the right, that air of Kumin is the right. The Chiddush Mishnah Berurah, that air of Kumin is the right, not air of that's clearly on the Rabbanon. That's the Gemara says black and white, that's on the
Rabbanon. I know
the fake
issue of the
Gemara,
I heard
the Kumi Rabbanon, they would have to go to the right. Mechaber goes to the right, yes. Mechaber says when the Kumi takes middle, then you go to the Kumi there. Yeah. But the Suffolk there, right? Yeah. All of those would be a Suffolk there, right? Right. Mechaber talks about that the Gemara has an Abide Life sheet in the middle of Aaron. Yet it is Kumi Lamalam, that's our Suffolk. So the Mechaber says, it depends. If you want to go Chutz La'afai Ma'amah, on the initiative of Rabbanon, so it's Safi Geir of La'akel. But if you want to go Chutz Yudai Smil, it's initiative of Reich, so then you have to go La'afman. The Ramah says, no. That we talked in the Ashkenazim, talked to Allah, that all Truman is the Rabbanon, even Yudai Smil, so this is a stake of the Rabbanon, the Kuvah. That's Kuvah, the Ma'amah has started talking. So the whole issue is never the right, and you always go the Kuvah.
There's no reason to write for the issue that people are not.
That's another question. On the assumption that Kumin is the right, and like the Tana Rabbi Akiva holds that Alpayimam is the right, or like the Ramam Yudhis that Yudhishnur is the right, is that only on Shabbos, or is it even on Yom Kippur? Didn't the Mishloimah that Yom Kippur is also doing the Kishabbos, what about Yom Kippur? That's a three-way machloek is in Rishen, Rafush. This is the common requirement in Rosh Hashanah. This is in Rosh Hashanah, you learned it already. That's a Keshis. This is the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, this is in the Purish like that. That Chumash is their right on Yontif, Lina, Taisa says on Lina, Chumash is their right. And that's what the Torah and Rishonim and Achraim, they all jump on Taisa and says, that's not right, I never heard of such a thing, that even if Chumash is their right, it's only on Shabbos, not on Yontif. And even if you hold Shabbos, not on Yontif, what about Yom Kippur, that's the further machlokes, the Ramam and the Rav Daniel Ababu. The Ramam holds only Shabbos, even Yom Kippur is not. The Rav Daniel Ababu says, I've never heard about anything like that. Yom Kippur is like Mamish, the Zod will be Shabbos. But the Ramam son writes not. His father holds it the same on this. He says not. Father holds it it's only on Shabbos and Yom Kippur is only the Rabbanon and Yom Kippur is the only Rabbanon. Rabbi quotes that mission just as a dogma, as a moshe. It's a jerk like you found it in by Yevon Amenugo or by Yodam Mitzvahim. That he's not Mitzvahim, go, oh, he was on Mitzvahim to be. And what's an Afkininus? And one of the Afkininus is that it's only the Chutzpah Nachman or Shavai. The Moshe HaMetzor is Tamid. If it's not the Moshe HaMetzor, it's not Tamid. Not that if I and the Metzor are under the same oil, I am the Kabbalah from the Lord. The Moshe HaMetzor is a Mokhan Tamid. It's only the Moshe HaMetzor of this room and not the next room. It is from Kumasor, it's the same oil, it's not Kumasor. Moshe HaMetzor, new day. It's only commercial Metzor of this room and it's only commercial Metzor. The Metzor is stationary. If the Metzor is moving, is it? But once the Metzor is stationary, I don't care about the person, whether he's moving or standing. I tell you, I'm not talking to you if the Mitzvah is standing still. The Torah is still telling me. That doesn't matter whether the Torah is moving or the Torah is standing still. But the reverse is Tahar, I may talk to Ivan, the Tama Yair, and the Tahar is walking in Tahar. Then there's not so much to the Mama, if he stands still for a moment, the Tama has to be Ahmad Lopesh, as the first man of the Mishnah is right. He's saying, Ahmad Lopesh and Ahmad Lopesh, he's one of the first there from Shabbat. That the person carries, he does an Akira in the Rosh Hashanah, and then he carries Al Ramas and he does the Hanukkah. If he puts it down on the floor, he did Hanukkah. Of course he's right. Even if he just, even if he's carrying a valise in the left hand, he has to switch in, he puts it down for a second, picks it up. That's Hanukkah. Nothing to discuss. But if he didn't, put it down on the floor, he's still holding it. Let's say a person's carrying this pocket. And he walks out of Lamas and he stands still. So why? So then Halacha says, Anachas Kupros, Kanachas Chetos Domi. When I stop walking, since I stopped, it's considered Anachas, what's in my pocket? It's Anachas what I'm carrying over. So then Halacha, that Anachas Kupros, Kanachas Chetos Domi, that's only if I'm at Lopush. If I stood still, I'm enough to mess up. But if I stood still just, In order to, if I put the valise on the floor for a second, then it's Zichron. That's how the Mishnah say it. But if I didn't put it on the floor, I'm still holding it. I stood still in order to help me go further. In order to go further, so then you don't apply the klal of Hanachas Guf or Hanachas Chetos Dam. So that's what in the first one of Mishnah is right over here. It says, the Mama Tome, if the Mitzvah is walking, we're all sitting here. The Mitzvah walks through the room, he walks in, he walks out, and he's in a different room, then we're all talking. If he stops for a second, then we'll come in, because then he's Amad. Then it says that's only if it's Amad, Mokush. He's not on the Kata, because I called Anach. He didn't stop yet. The Chayin, the Eben, Amenugah. The same thing applies to an Eben. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin stresses that part. What do you mean the Eben? The Eben is always stationary. The Eben is never moving. So you see that when people are carrying the Eben, it's considered as if the Eben is walking. And the people are standing still and holding the Eben. Are they sitting holding the Eben? Then it's called Moshav HaMetzor. So what Rabbi mean by this Moshav, by the Dubna? He meant to say that just like by Metzor, that it depends on Moshav and the Mokham HaMetzor. The Moshav HaMetzor is something. Not the Metzor is Misami Bahoya. The Mokham HaMetzor is something. So over here, the Halacha says, Bahoya Machanecha Kodesh. We require Kedushas Mokham. So if the Mokham is a Mokham Soa, then you're not allowed to daven. What should I say to Makam and Makam Tzor? If the Tzor is stationary, so then the whole Dalai Lama around, but it's called the Makam Tzor. But if the Tzor is moving, you can't call it Makam Tzor. It just so happens, coincidentally, that I am first Dalai Lama within the Tzor. But it's not called the Makam Tzor. It's not called a violation of Kedushas HaMachana. Why Makam Tzor? The Makam is a good Makam. It's Tzaris HaMachana. There happens to be Tzor, so Dalai Lama Tzor, Abai claims that doesn't bother me. And we don't ask like our advisors. Rav Amalach, Rav says, what's our push? So that's if there is a cost of buying the story or Rav Amalach, from that Mishnah in the Goyen is because we use the Talia Mills in there, it depends on the Mitzvah being Kavur there. Because it depends, the Chsib, by the Yeshmu, for Tamach Namo Shabbat. As we call the Mishnah HaMitzvah, the Makam HaMitzvah. Of the Zohar, Acha, why have Machanecha called him Machmona Bol Nekas? You have to have Salah of the story or you're not allowed to die. But that was the Shaila. What does that mean? So that's what we discussed by Michas last week and 2 weeks ago. There was a major dispute between the Rosh and the Rashba. On the bottom of the Rosh, the Sultan of the Hud, the Sibin Hamud, is called the Rashba. And he explained the Machlokes. The Rashba said, we pass to like Rabba, Rabba also does three din. There's one din of Kedushas HaMach, and that depends on Abayi is right. Abayi is direct. But Rabba like Tunacha did. There's another Halacha. You're not permitted to say the Beit Torah. If you see this story, even if there's no problem of Kedushas HaMachna. And the Rosh denies that. The Rosh says there's absolutely nothing wrong. If I'm looking straight into the Beit HaKisa, and I see the story and the Abitur on the right line, he sees everything there. But even if it's a Mokham, there are walls, even if Mamish is in front of me, so first hour out, it doesn't matter, but it's a different Mokham, it's a different room. But the Rosh says that does not cause any problem. There's only one din of Kedushas HaMachna. But whereas Abai says that it's only called Makam HaTzoya, if it's stationary, because he has a two shtel to the Mishnah, the Rabbi says the two shtel is wrong. Yes, they got passes that it's only called Moshe HaMatzoya in the Torah city, a standing still, Moshe. And here it's called Makam HaTzoya, it's not Talanan. Or if it's Mea Amal Apana, it's also called Makam HaTzoya. Yeah. If it's covered in the body, but if it's covered, then it's not called Talanan. Even if it's text Talanan, it's not.
Right.
Even if you not stand it, if the third covered up, there's no problem. But the question is, if it's not covered over, that's the thing. So the Rajbo claims that we talk like Rabbah, that there are two dinim. But there's another thing. What Abai said is right. The Rambam doesn't dispute that. Rambam just adds on. There's another din. There's an additional din that you're not allowed to see the soil. Even though it's not, you're not in the Makam HaSoya because it's moving, so you can't call it Makam HaSoya. The Makam is Machanach according to this Mishas Makam. But still, if I see Tzir, I'm not allowed to doubt. The Rosh denies that because there is no such Allah, because there's only one Allah. And what Abai's brought is wrong. Rambam also, Abai said is wrong. That was the fundamental Machlek is the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, this we go into it. This is what the Tichas. Amar Atav, the Tichazir, a person wants to daven, he wants to say a broche, and there's a Chazir walking right in front of him, and I see his mouth. And the Chazir always nipples, the garbage. So he says, and he nipples on Troy also, so he says, Tichazir has the status like Troy is Erez Dami. But just like he pops like rubber, that even Troy of Erez is forbidden to recite a broche, and not only is a trade full of a lot of things, even if Tichazir is on, he schmits the Troy on the outside, he's also coming. Shvegim HaPshit HaBashim, what's the Chiyah? It's actually the Mitzvah, the Chazir is all along the Shmik Mitzvah on the outside of his mouth. That's the Gemara, my Tzich, the Chiddush is. I've got the Salat Minara, even though he just took a beer. If his Barabas just washed him off, the farmer just washed off the Chazir, what's he doing? He washed off the Tzoya. But it means that the Chazir just ran through the river. The Mal Detaymi ran through the river. Chazir doesn't know how to wash himself, or doesn't know how to wash his face. The Mal Detaymi one would have thought that he walked through the river, so what can die? All the soil is washed off. The Kamash won't come washed off. The dirt doesn't get cleaned off. If you don't scrub the soil, it doesn't come off. Just because you walked in the river, it doesn't come off. Abagam the Talmud in Arms. Amar Rav Yehuda, Zabdi Gemara, Safik Soya, what's the din? Safik Deraita Lechuma, and Safik Derabbanon Lechuma. But Safik Derabbanon Lechuma is only if you have a Safik, Shehi Yeshu Lazara. What if I have, let's say, a lollipop or some cookie, and the only child I have is whether it's trace in the Rabbon. I'm not for sure there's no trace in the Rabbon. Let's say if your Chatzis Shir is only off in the Rabbon. Wait, if you start the Chatzis Shir is off in the Rabbon. But let's say if you would have had like Mishlokish, the Chatzis Shir is only off in the Rabbon. The whole lollipop hardly has a Kazai. Lollipop has less than a Kazai. Even if the whole lollipop would be trace, it would be only Chatzis Shir. The whole lollipop is different because it's all pure sugar. So the whole shash, the cookie, the cake, the whole shash is a little kind of schmaltz in it. Well, the Chazir is not going to be less than a Kazai. So if we pass the Chazir is off from the but according to the Yitzir, the Chazir is only off from the Rabbanon, so take the Rabbanon cooler. So you can go to the store and buy whatever you want. So the answer is no. You can call up the company, you can leave it there. Just the cooler. You call up the company and they tell you that this has kosher and this is drape and so on and so forth. You can find that. The answer is take the Rabbanon cooler on every exception of the bar. However, there are certain exceptions to the rule where you do. We do. Yeah, Arla, that's not really the Rabbanon. Arla B'chutzlar, that's the new gym. Right. Arla B'chutzlar, even though they're right, you still go to Kuma. But there are certain cases where also by Mayim Shuvim, there's an issue in the Kvart that says that if it's not like Mayim Shuvim, you always go to Kuma, even Keneged Chef Kassisa. Even Keneged Chef Kassisa. Take the Rabbanon Kuma, you never say Keneged Chef Kassisa. But if it's not like Mayim Shuvim, you go to Kuma, even Keneged Chef Kassisa. There's been good point to that. Or Safik Tumas HaYadayim, the Mishnah in Yadayim. Similar, the Moshe is similar to the Mishnah in Nikvot. The Prima Gan pointed out. But although he's Madaik in the Mishnahis, and the Mishnah Achrayna on the Mishnahis, the Harris pointed out. He doesn't quote the Prima Gan, but he points out on his own the same thing. So he points out the same thing, that even though you never say, Sekhada Rabbanu Lakuma, Kineged, Haskasisa, but Safik Yadayim, Tahirim, and Safik Shuvim, his Lakuma applies even Kineged Haskasisa. All the marshals the Prima Garden has like this, there is a din of Seika Deraita Lachumre, but a Sek Seika is Lachumre. Seika Derabonon is Lachumre. What if you have a Sek Seika Derabonon? And you have a Safik Derabonon Lachumre, but Sek Seika Derabonon Lachumre. So the task in the Mishwanah came up in the Eisbar, that sometimes you have an institution of Sek Seika Lachumre. He doesn't know. If the Sek Sek is Lechumah, a lot of people don't know what the world is talking about. He explains it very simple. Let's say, what do you mean Sek Sek and Lechumah? What does it mean Sek Sek and Lechumah? I have a certain case, I don't know, is it A or B? A Shailon is in there, I know. If it's A, it's Oscar, and if it's B, it's Muslim. But even if it's A, which is the answer, it could be right. It could be Muslim because it's either C or B. It could be Muslim because it's C. So that's called the Sek Sek or Lechumah. It could be it's either A or B, and if it's B, it's Muslim. I think you have to confirm that it's A, it's not 100% that it's 50 C or D. So the odds are 75 to 25, that it's Rukula, so that's what the Rajbo writes in the Shulah, it's a shock on your day. What did you look at Rajbo? That's Sek Sek, we sound right. If the odds are likelihood is 75 to 25, that it's Rukula, it's all Rukula. So what if you have a Shailah in the Rabbonah? So it could be it's either A or B, and even if it's B, it could be it's C or D, but it's like this. It could be it's A or B. If it's A, it's Arthur, and if it's B, it may or may not be Arthur.
Mm.
It depends on C or D. And if it's C, then it's like Arthur, but if it's D, then it's Arthur. So the odds are 75 to 25, then it's Arthur. A fake faker, just saying the word fake faker doesn't imply that if you have a fake faker lakuma, then the derayta you go for you can have a fake faker lakuma. That's what the Mishnah Mahal points out. Sometimes you can have a fake faker lakuma. It's A or B, and if it's A, it's Chase, it's Asa, and if it's B, it may or may not be Asa, it may or may not be Chase, depending if it's C or D. So what's the deal if you have a fake initial derabonon, or you have a fake faker lakuma? So the Mishnah Mahal with the people got and they have a Mishnah like that, that they claim that fake faker lakuma, the derabonon, you have to go lakuma. So fake faker is not right. So you go about the right, whether it's an issue there or an issue there or not. But what if you have a sex fake lechumra by Sunnah Sayyidayim, a sex fake lechumra by Mayim Shubin, so that's what the Mishnah Achrayin on the Mishnah is, and the people go to that point that it's down to the Mishnah that you call the Kumra there too. That the cloud, that Sopik, it's down to the Mishnah like that. Sopik is Ayim lechumra, and Sopik Shubin lechumra, it's not identical with the cloud of Sekhar Rabban lechumra. It's much more encompassing. Don't say Sveika Darabon Lekhuma Kenegev Cheskasi. Here you do. You don't say Sveika Darabon Lekhuma when you have a Sveika Lekhuma and here you do. Taktik to Chachamim, Milachat Chima Taktik to whenever. There's only Taktik all the whole gates of Lekhuma. Like you were saying, you have a chain, they write it like this by Taktik all. But Taktik all of Lekhuma, even if you all got all of Lekhuma in Halacha and Roshim Sina, that's how we talk to them, it's their right to. But the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Kachnem Halacha, that's Sveika Mutter. So the Ran points out, the Ran on the list points out, and that Gemara, at the end of the first 13 condition, that even if you have a Tropic Shepshul of Rurei, the Beferish and Mishnah, you still go to Kula. The Tropic Gold of Chutwas and Kula is a greater Kula than Sveika the Rabbana of Kula. Even Shepshul of Rurei, that you have no right to say the Kula by the Rabbana, that's not the Gold you have right to. That's not Lacha, but never does any Tropic Gold. So that's what the Gemara is going to bring up over here. You have, by Soya Merag Layim, Soya is in the right, it's a perfect, that you're not allowed to dominate Bracha within Dawah's Amos of the Soya. Merag Layim is only connected her onward, only when Merag Layim is coming out. But when you have a puddle of Merag Layim on the floor, the Yitzhak, the Dawah's Amos, or the state of the connected the Merag Layim, that's only in the right bottom. So the Gemara says that, that's if you know the Bazaar, what if you have a perfect? So do you have a right to say, Sekha the Ramon, the Kudas, the Gemara says yes. What's the Chiddush? So the pashtus of the Chiddush is that even after Sopik Shepshul of Rurei, you still have a right to go to Kula. Why don't you look? What are you saying to the Bracha? Take a look. You bend to a minute and take a look and to see. What if you just close your eyes and you say, by the way, if you have a Malkum, we know the Vadai, there's not going to be any... Sorry, I didn't know the Vadai, it's more going to give a case. You know, sure there's not going to be any sweat, but there may not be Meir Adlash. Normally, if it was plain Dinder Abonim, you wouldn't say, take it up on the Kula. But in order to know here, with a Hatchil Atach, Signal that Sveika Mutter, even a Sveika Shepshul is worse. That's what the Gemara is driving at over here.
That's a shame.
I don't remember the Mishnah Mikdash, Sveika Gedenkin was the Mishnah. Sveika Shepshul is Mishnah. I don't remember. I'm Rav Yudah, Sopik Tzoya, I'll do it, Sopik Nehav Lain Lutor. Make the Chiluk, that Tzoya is there, right? And Nehav Lain Lutor, and Nehav Lain Lutor. Ika Diyam, another version has it, I'm Rav Yudah, Sopik Tzoya, depend. Sopik Tzoya, Bye-bye. A person walks into the house. So why is there a Sopik Tzoya? He knows there's a baby in the house. No, he walks into a house, and there's no baby, but Sopik. There's that claim, walks in the street, a Sopik Tzoya. Maybe they have a dead Indian buried below. So you don't have to collect, maybe there's a dead Indian, they have a paper. There's no way to pass topic. We don't have to be so paranoid that wherever we go, whatever we sneeze, everything is our topic. There's not a topic. It's not called a topic unless there's a label for topic. You have to have a layer to it. Basically, that there's grounds to believe that maybe you have a problem. If you have a baby in this house, and you know many mothers take care of their babies in their apartment, and it's never dirty. There's never any soil. Sometimes the mothers don't take such care of their babies, and once in a while there will be soil in the apartment. But it's unlikely. So the Gemara is talking about such a case. The guy comes into, a man comes into the room, and he knows that there's a baby normally in this room, and once in a long while there is a little soya in the room, that the mother is not so in the doctor, that there's never any soya around. Once in a while there is. So he says, if it's something, soya babayi is mutela, you have right to go for soya. You have right to. The rose is that there's no soya babayi. as I said, it was 51 to 49, it's probably better than 51 to 49, probably 95 to 5 or better, 99 to 1. They have a right to go above the list. But if it's for Ashkor, if you have the traffic in an Ashkor bus, it doesn't mean Pesach Kisei where they always have a Makom Yuchat for Toys. So a roiv that there is. And I'm talking case where there's a roiv that there is Toys. And Ashkor means a dirty place where they throw out the dirty dirt. And they throw out the dirty dirt. And they only collect the garbage once a day or once every 2 days. And there is a high likelihood, let's say, or even if they collect the garbage every day, but it's a Safek HaShokol that they may be tzar. So Safek HaShokol is enough to say they may be exposed to it, because it's covered over Vaita Musa. They may be exposed to it. So since tzar is in the right, this is Safek tzar, that's a Gema Chumma. For Ashba, the real Safek, you have to go up to it. Or better, Safek Melag Lai, Lafibu, Ba'ashba, Nami, Mutar. It does mean that you have a roiv that the likelihood is that there is Meir Ad Lassa. You have a roiv before Mitarmish. If you have a Sopik HaShokul, you have a Sopik HaShokul, whether there is Meir Ad Lassa in the Ashkel, maybe yes, maybe no. So the din is that it's Mitarmish. I was the Hefshel of Ruhi, before it's what? So there's Sopman Kishne. You only had a half minute left to go and in such a rush to say, as I had to do this. Sopman Kishne needed to go, and he happened to be in the Ashkel, and he's going to go check the Ashkel, because he thought he was going to miss his Man Kishne. Nah, far-fetched case. It's a Sopik Hefshel of Ruhi, has a lot of time. Not the chayiv to be bayish. Not the chayiv. A normal din de rabbanon, you wouldn't be allowed to say take a rabbanon kumba. Hechad echshel uzuri. And here the Gemara seems to say that it's a special kumba. Meiraglan, rapidu di ashpanam in the term. Why? Because this rabbi Yudah holds some of your adam rabbanunah. He holds like the member of Hamnunah. Zag rabbanunah. Moyas v'tara lechenegar omas v'zag. Regarding meiraglan, you can only say if it is in atara to daven on to say a bracha. Negid while the Meirat Lime is coming up. How did he figure that out? It's not like Toya. Toya is often not told to dominate the Teb Rocha even when it's sitting there. That isn't coming out from the body. How did Rav Hamnunah know that? Kid Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Yenison had a contradiction between the two. In one passage it says, you have to have a mocking kavua. When the soldiers go to fight, you have to start with Shalom. So the passage says, even if they're not, the Pashtus is, even if they're not davening, even if they're not saying the Ivrei Torah, since the Shechina is there to help them, they have to have a minion. The Gemara says in Erevin, you mentioned, the Gemara in Erevin, the end of the first Perek says, the Mishnah, the end of the first Perek in Erevin, says, Avor Dvar in Tashu B'machana, that the soldiers in the Jewish army, it doesn't mean that the British army has a Jewish battalion. That's not called a Machne Yisrael. If you have a Yiddish army, means if you have a Yiddish in the Medina in Eretz Yisrael, not just if you have a Jewish president in the United States, the American army, the Jewish battalion American army, doesn't become a Machne Yisrael. So have an issue right there in Eretz, and at the end of the first circuit, if you have a Yiddish in the Medina with a Yiddish government, then the army that's sponsored by this Yiddish in the Medina, he says, the Haganah, he writes there about it. Before they had Hakam to do with it, before Hakam to do with it. What do we say? Yes, there's a good question. But before Hakam to do with it, he writes that the Haganah, or the Palmach, whatever, is not sponsored by a Jewish government. There was no government yet. Yeah. So he says that doesn't have the halakha. It's a Mohammed, but it doesn't have the status of Machne Yisrael. The only time it has the status of Machne Yisrael is if you have a Jewish army that's sponsored by a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have the Jewish army that's sponsored by the Jewish government, then the Mishnah says, then you can begin to discuss Mohammed's Mitzvah, Mohammed's Jewish, whatever. Then you have the din of Machne Yisrael. Then you have the din of Kedushas Machne. Then it's the din of Leiter. And then you have then the Rabbi Hanan on the side of the Gemara Erezin of Daphne Zion, the Erezin of the first third. Quote the Yishalmi, if you have, the Raman writes like that, Yishalmi also, if you have a minion of 10 Yidin, a battalion of 10 Jews all together, close enough together that they would be mashman and minion for the purposes of davening, so then how do you deal with Machmi Yisrael? If you have 9 Jews, so close to minion, or you have 10 Jews that are so far apart, you can on that side of the five people on the left side of the Suez Canal, five people on the right side of the Suez Canal. That's Shiloh then, a long time ago, that's Shiloh, when they were near the Suez Canal, Yom Kippur was all over. But before Yom Kippur, that's Shiloh and Rosh Hashanah, where they can entire people to Lydia and two stars. How close did they have to be from the Suez Canal? So the Chazanish, they're talking like the Chazanish. There's a certain, if you have 10 people scattered all over a field, there's a certain shear. In the Shulchanot, they quote the Gemara Erevin, they have to be in the same room. All the 10 people have to be in the same room. Yeah, 5 people in Rome, 5 people in the other room. They're not the Stas Amin, even right in the Zerah Zerah. That's only a din by Benjamin Zunin. Okay, Nisqas and Tepenshim is in this, Nisqas and Roy Meir is in this. But the Daven with a Minyan, so you don't see them actually in the same room. What if they're not in any room? They're not in two different rooms, they're not even in one room. They're just on the field. But if you have 10 people on the field, they're not in the Minyan. Of course they are. People Daven in the streets all the time. You can have 10 people Daven. So they have to be touching each other, they have to be holding hands. What if they're not holding hands? They have to be close to Al-Aram to each other. No. They don't have to be close to Al-Aram to each other. How close do they have to be? But that's how Halinish breaks his head. He comes up with a Shia. She's the mom of the Shia. Comes up with a Shia there, I think, unless we said this, at the end of the Pasha. Let's pause it. The day of the Pasha, we come up, there's a place in Erevin, that the Din of Shiva Mam of the Shirayim is a Din the Right. Usually we know the Din of Shiva Mam of the Shirayim that it's a Din the Rabbonim. That if you have an ear, that then you have a right to go the whole city, and then you have a right to go chutz le'ir, outside Mam or outside the city, but the whole city is Pidi Kedavaram. So what happens if the city has heavy population? And then you get to the end, it's not so heavy, you just have a house and another house and another house, not so heavy population. So what do you say the end of the city is where all the heavy population ends? Well, you have these single houses. So the Mishnah says in Erev, in the case of Magrim, if every house is within 70 amos, 71 amos, from the previous house, and you keep on going, that's the foolish area, like a pregnant woman. So her belly is sticking out, so the city is pregnant. It keeps on extending out. That's called Yigurish Olir. So that's only a din. The way they are more fastened with the whole thing, that's Kum Shab is only the Rabbanon. That whole din of Kum Shab, the Yigurish, the whole thing is only on a level of the Rabbanon. Does it ever exist on a level of the right? And that's such a din. The place is there and they understand, yes, but sometimes it's relevant on a level of the right, so they give you Hechetim. And then he says, he thinks, interesting, wow, Kiddush, he thinks that this is the Shia the right to the entire people to a minion if they are not in a room. If they're in a big gigantic room, so the room is in the them from you. If they're two different rooms, even if the Turk fell on to each other, it's no good. But if they're in a field and there's no room to be in the them, so that each one is tell Shiva Mama to shine to the other one, so that they may make an in. He says that he thinks that that's the shot and that Rambam and Yishami that Rabbeinu Hanan will quote at the end of the first parak in Erevin. The only time you have all of these dinim is when this Yossi Lukha Lazi Nechol, you have to have a Mokhm Kabul and so on. That's only if you have a Machni Yisrael. Then Allah requires you should be Bahari Machan Echol Kodesh. When is it called Machni Yisrael? If you have a Jewish government in Erevin Yisrael that's sponsoring a Jewish army, going in the army, their battalion doesn't have to have to do just Mokhm. They're not with Tzav to a minion. The Shechin is only there. If you have a minion, Kol Be'asar Shechit to Shari. So we usually used to thinking, Kol Be'asar, they want to daven. They want to do a Dabashi B'Kdusha. They want to learn. No. Because then he says, if you want to fight a war, Kol Be'asar, if you have a minion of 10 Yidin, then the Shechin will be there. K'Hashem Elokech Mitzal Adekerev Machanech Elati Yilach V'Hayim Machanech Kodesh. How do you know that it's 10 people? Because they've got Ben Hamad approach to Misham because there's a person who lives by Yom and then says, Machan Elokech, who's there? Speaks about the throw the soldiers, so the Yiddish soldiers, so he called it Machin Elikim. Machin Elikim means a minion can send soldiers, okay. Send you. So that's what the Chazanish writes. Even if they're not davening, if they're not learning, you require Kedushas HaMachin. So one of the dinim of, just like we need Kedushas HaMachin, we don't have any in America, we don't have any Yiddish army, but we need Kedushas HaMachin, we want to daven, we want to learn. So the din there right to require that you have to have Kedushas HaMachin for the Shechina to be there when the soldiers are fighting the war. If you have 10 soldiers and have the status of Machin Yisrael, want to bring the Shechina down, you have to have Kedushas HaMachin. So that's the right. Yeah, that's the process. That's the Pshitish HaMikra. That's what he says, that's the Ikka din there right. If you have 10 Jewish soldiers, there's Afikursim, whoever's not the source of the minion, will not constitute the Machin Yisrael. Or if you don't have a Yiddish in Medina yet, before I come something, he says, that's not called Machin Yisrael by definition. He says, there has to be a Yiddish army that's sponsored by a Jewish government in Israel. But you don't have the government yet. You don't begin to have the status of a Machin Yisrael. And he does the process in the Gemara is that even if the government is absolutely anti-religious, but if the perception is that it's a Jewish government, for our riot, the only Arabs are fighting about it, what then are they fighting about? Well, obviously it's a Jewish government. So the process is that the perception is that it's a Jewish government, and I understand it's a Jewish government. The process is that
we're stupid to find a way from Shaul, then he wrote nothing like that either. Because he wrote in the Bible with them.
Could be.
But then this is not the government, because we have to go up against them.
The government is a machamer,
but
the government is not the government. He's sponsored by a government. If the king is running away, then Yerushalmi says that during the 6 months that David was running, ran away from Shaul, he wasn't running the country, If he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, then he wouldn't have to bring a Seir Nasi. A Melech is Mechal Shabbos B'Shege.
He wasn't a Melech then yet either. He wasn't a Melech yet.
No, nothing means a Melech.
But he wasn't a Melech.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when he was appointed Melech, he had a Pugin Melech. But when he was running away, those six Chadoshim, that he was running away, he would be in the Skater, the Sphere, the Kizbor Sphere. He wouldn't need the Soyanot. Because when a king is not in control of the country, when he's running away, how to Nishkin be from that? That's the Yerushalmi right there. That's the Rebbe Yosef, has a famous text on the Haftarah of Parshas Zohar. When Shmuel Hanavi condemned Shaul, that he didn't kill the Amalekim. I told you to kill Amalekim, how could he didn't kill? So he says he was afraid of the people. What's my test? I was afraid. The people wanted, but I was afraid. What do you mean you're afraid? That's exactly what Shmuel Hanavi is complaining to you. You're the king, you're not supposed to be afraid. But the Pasuk says just by entering this doesn't mean anything. It's not a halachic, defense. He says, check your eyes, he didn't know what to say, so he said it's a paper. Then the Gyanta says, no, he tied his eyes in the Hamidama to the paper, and he tied his eyes in the halachic defense. He says, Vo'ira, I was afraid that I became Ois Melech. And I'm Ois Melech, so there's no Dina Mechia Samolik. So the Dina Mechia Samolik is similar to the Tav Yisrael in that order. First, La'amal HaMelech, then La'achaz HaRashal HaMelech, then Nivlas HaMekim Chit. He says, Oysam Shisha Chazashim, he quotes the Mishalmi, the Mishma HaMelech quoted that Mishalmi. Oysam Shisha Chazashim, in 6 months that David was running away from Shaul, since he wasn't running because he was running away, he was afraid, so he was Ois Melech, so he was in the Skapa because he was there, he didn't need a Seir Nasi. So when Shaul says, I was afraid, what he's saying is Halachic defense, I became Ois Melech, because I'll be in the Mechiyas HaMelech in this one. So you didn't have to kill the Neitzel Atzom, you didn't have to kill any of them, you didn't have to kill our God, it's
Ois Melech.
In Game 1, you shouldn't have been afraid. He said, Shmuel HaNavi was angry, you shouldn't have been afraid. But he says that the defense that Shaul gave himself was a halachic defense, not some defense. So the Gemara is bothered with a theory, Rabbi Yonis and Rami, Rabbi Yonis and Rami is bothered with a contradiction. And the one here in the Pasuk says, just have a mokum kavua. Far away from the Machni Yisrael, you have the 10 soldiers, the 10 from the soldiers who constitute the Machni Yisrael. And have Yod, Yod is a Machni Kabul. Yod is a Machni Kabul, Yod is a Machni Kabul, Yod is a Machni Kabul. So why does the other Pasuk say that that's not sufficient? So here, the other Pasuk says that that's not enough. Every soldier has to have a shovel. The Yod is a Machni Kabul, the Shab is a Machni Kabul, he has to cover over this side. What he has to cover over, the other Pasuk says it's enough. If you have a Machni Kabul, then you leave it there. The Chastiria, her case, the territory, and the Gerim comes down. If it's Neirag Lion, then it's enough if you go connected home while the Neirag Lion is coming out, then you're not allowed to do that, say Hamachna. But then once the Neirag Lion is laying there on the ground, you don't have to cover it over. And even if the soldiers will move over a little bit, and they'll be telling Hamerag Lion, then Hatzelig is no problem. But the Rabbonim, you have a problem. But the Rabbonim will go in, but then Hatzelig is no problem. Again, if you have Tzoya, then the Chumash says you have to cover over the Tzoya. It's not enough just to have it a Mokom on the side, because the soldiers are not going to sit there like soldiers. You're going to move over a little bit. Tomorrow they'll move a few feet further. So they'll move over, they'll be served out an Amis of the Tzoya. That's why the Din of the Chumash requires you should cover over the Tzoya. That's the third. Okay, so come down, come down. So what do you see? That Merad Lion, La'achash, Macharom, and Mishan, is only the Rabbanon. Alma, what do you infer from this Pasuk? Tanam Vatatala, Kenegat, Amit Bogat. Unlawfully, Arosh, sorry, once it landed, I'm going to have a paddle of Ashtana. She's not in there right. It's only in the Rabbanon. Rabbanon was a God of the Boo. So then, if I would be writing tomorrow, I would say, the snake is a Rabbanon, the cool. The Gemara doesn't say right. Taking Rabbanon cool is not a good enough explanation to explain what you just did. Because Sefer Rabbanu Kula does reply, Hechdesh of the Vruris. Who tells you to say Krishna? Look in the Yashba to see. If it's a Sefer Tashroka, look around. He doesn't say that. If he goes through, who now bought it if I bought it, I will be mistaken when he goes through. It's a different voice. He says that many cars that would have a Krishna, even Hechdesh of the Vruris, like you have by the Shuvim, like you have by the Nathilus of that. Special Kula. Special. Why would they make Kula? Special Kula.
Yes.
So it's a dinder rabbon. So it's a dinder rabbon that the neirag lying like a revolution is only the rabbon. Frank Digman, how long do you have this kumah the rabbon? Who be badon if you see that there is neirag lying? At kama, how long is it prohibited to stay at bracha there? I'm a revolution because much of my tzvich. In Managim, they had dirt that didn't have concrete street. It's a dirt street. Neirag lying is not going to last there forever and ever. It's going to sink into the ground. There's a little bit still a puddle on top of the ground, and it's moisture there. But that has the status of Erek Lime. And there are puddles, it's also the Dami. Once it seeps in, so there's no more Erek Lime, right? So it's Mutzah. Don't cause Masha Matzir. Chena Amra Lama Vachana Vareyachana. Cause Masha Matzir. Chena Amra Lula cause Masha Matzir. Alla Dabi Nazai. Kuk Gneve. Gneve was an Amreira. They had a lot of trouble from Gneve. That has a reach ra. That's a show. That's absorbed. Let's say if it's absorbed, it's probably called reach rasha elohim. It's absorbed reach rasha elohim. But assuming the rabbanu lachar, it should be off. So the Gemara says Gneiv was a great. The Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says in different places. So they used to give everybody a hard time. After they cut it, the Gemara in the first page of Gittin says they wanted to master him to the Malchus. He used to give the other Rabbanim trouble, and he used to cheat. I mean, sometimes they used to do things that if they would have martyred him, they would have put him away, so they put him in jail and thrown away the key. So they had a shiloh in the first page of Gittin. He annoyed them so much, can they master him to the Malchus to get Rosh and Potter from him? So the Gemara says no. Moshe says, no, just because he annoys Yechidim, that's how the post can say Malacha. If a Yid annoys Yechidim, he used to annoy Tamir Chacham, you're not allowed to. But if he's a danger to the community, then you may not do. Let's say a guy is attacking women, he's perverting children or something. He's doing something that's he's a menace to the Jewish community, to the public. So then the post can say, oh, you should say, you may not send him to the government for whatever he's doing. But Gneve, they said they shouldn't matter him because he was only annoying Yechidim. He used to annoy. Yeah, and then the Gemara says finally the government came of Kul the Gneve of the Kul. They finally put a collar around his neck and they took him away. The government finally arrested him. They put him on their own without the Messiah. So this Gneve is now going to Talmud Chacham. So he disagreed with Achumer. Gneve mishmei the Rav Amar. If you can see in the sand in the earth that here is dry and here it was wet, you can get it darker than the rest. Even though there's no machshichin, if you put your hand there, not going to get wet, but you see that it was wet before, it's mishum and nikar, you're still a chumah with the rabbon, you're still not allowed to say priyash matadam to name.
What about if you added, let's say, released water to it?
Then the Gemara has later becomes ois meraglai. That's the Gemara. That's mevatlus. Just like if you cover all the tzayah, then it has to come. Because if you add water, it's more going to discuss how much meraglai
in the rain or something like that. Then
okay, then it'll be both. Nothing, just as a meraglai, it's like, we don't pass like Neve anyway. Don't worry, we don't pass like Neve. But Neve has to do sometimes. We do, but he won't. The Neve has in the name of Rav, Achumre, that was called Mantra Rishim Nikko. Amr, Rav Yosei, so the Baruch Shalom should forgive Gneiva to Machzav Tov. Shora Neymare, the Gneiva. The Baruch Shalom should forgive Gneiva. He says, Afal Shabbat. It cannot be that Rav ever said such ridiculous things. What? And the Rav is a din of story. The Rav Baruch is a chumra that may look like. And story on the level of the writer. You can have some kind of story, and so that's like story. The story is in front of me, and it comes to a certain point that I go home and treat it as story. So, Hash, that story, Amrav, Yiram, Arav. Gneiva says in the name of Rav, it's called Masha Rishon Manikas. He says, it can't be. We know that Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav regarding Tzoyah. Here she comes up on our home with her. If the outside is, it says it came so crusty, even though the inside is so moist, that's a Tzoyah. You see that Tzoyah says in the rice, so we say, it becomes a Tzoyah. And they're like, line of words, and they're like, that became a door. Because somebody that still has the status of Rav, so they're like, Kavachem and Benoish, and Kavachem and Tzoyah. Amalei Abai, if Abai was a Talmud of Rav, he says, how do you know to discredit what Gneiva says in the name of Rav? It's not so clear what Rav says. You're telling me, Om Rav Yudah Ma Rav, Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav. So he says, my cause is to Tamka Sahara, why do you, my Rebbe? Abai was a Talmud of Yudah. So how do you know to rely on what Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav? About the Tzoyah, that Koma Panel, that Kumba, on the level of Ananisa Deraisa, Smoha Hodam Rav Rav. Rely on the other version of what Rav says. The other Talmudim of Rav said otherwise in his name. Mark, Ahad Omar Rav, Barahune, Omar Rav, they said in the name of Rav, Tzoyah, Afilu, Kechel, Esasulam. Even if the whole thing is completely dried out, not only is the outside is Kermo Panero, even if the whole thing is dried out, it's still Asura. The Echidam is Tzoyah, Kechel, and how far does this Chumra go? That's a further debate. Two versions of how far the Chumra goes. If you hold the Chumra, Kamapanel is Mutta. But if you hold the Chumra, even Yavesh still has to be stumbling in it. Everybody's Matzah, there is a point that after which I declare that the Chumra is no longer Chumra. If it's completely dried out, then just it's flaked. It's a like powder. Then it no longer has the status of Chumra, that's for sure. But there's a Machlokes Amaran, how dried out does it have to be? The Fregimah, Hechidam, Tzerkecheres, how much is it dried out and it still is after? Then I should say, but if it's more dried out than that, then it's Mutta. Amrav al-Ruhan, Amrav Yechad of Mashu, Zarka, Bein, and Nefrecha. But if it would be Zarka, Bein, and Nefrecha, then it would be considered like flakes. It's part of Chadash, it's all the kind of very spirit. Lita Dami, another version has it not, so called Mashu, Zarka, Bein, and Nefrecha. Okay, Tula Shein is Nima. So that's what Abayi Tainas to Rav Yechad, how do you know to make that up? That Chavachayna, Bein, and Nefrecha, that what David said in the name of Rav, the called Mashu, Mishun, and Nikir, it's also, but Mera, Rav, cannot be, it's impossible. It couldn't be the Rambam that says you can punish the boy from such a kavachemer. It's not such a kavachemer. If you offer the other version of what Rav says, the other Talmidim said the name of Rav otherwise. If I destroy you, you are machmir a lot. So maybe you have to be machmir by the Merav Mayim also. Called the Tikra Ban came there as a kid. Maybe they were machmir by the Merav Mayim. The same way the Torah was machmir very much by this point. So we're not so sure what to do. Okay. Amar Avin, Ali Kurim, the Kamei, the Rav Yude, Midisti, he was once in the presence of this Amar. Chazit Zoya. So we're starting, we wanted to give a shiur, we wanted to daven. So Omar Rita, this Tamachov, asked me to go check, Ayin, he care about Panahu Elohim. Go take a look. So what do you see there? This Tamachov does not Rav Yudah Marami. This Tamachov, Rav Yudah Midiski, he holds La Lohim, like the Kula. But he care about Panahu Elohim. That's one version. On Ikid Yami, another version has it, I think it's not Mitrazai. Ayin, I'm only Pungsake. Ayin, take a look. Im Afloi, Afluye. Take a look to see if the story of not care about Panahu Elohim is not enough. It also looks like the other Amorites. If it's so dried out that there are already cracks in it from drying out, it keeps on shrinking and shriveling, that there are cracks in it, so it's not very dried out, then you would be makeup by the side. So these are the two, that's the same two days we had before. We're not too sure what Rav holds, we're not too sure what this Amor of Yudah Midisti holds, Hashalah what it is. Pick one, my Ami Allah, the first black law, how do we talk about this story? When is it put on the level of the Raisin? It's Mars, and it must be Amish tradition, Tzarka Cheres. Once it's all absorbed in the ground, even if it's a shimon nikah, that's zichun. Frozen. It's so cold outside.
Yeah,
I think so. But Turkey Heritage is also in Tarsus. Unless it's so dried out, if it's very dried out, and it already has cracks in it, and it's already falling apart, then it's even less than Turkey Heritage. Okay. That's rather stuck. When you're dealing with a Dinderaiser, like the story that the Dinderaiser, even Yavish Heritage is also, unless it's Mamish, more dried out than that. When you're dealing with a Dinderaiser, like an Erat Lion, as long as it's absorbed, this is a Shuman Nikizmu. Rashi says if it has, we might say before, if it has cracks, then it means that it's falling apart already. Falling apart means more dried out. It turns like that, over us like that. Then my Kasha makes the... He's not going to come back in the sun. It'll be like a powder. I don't think he reverts back to the sun. Take my cash in the matrix. We have a price. They are going to punch my teeth. My son, Nibu, or Yashu, Mutari. So Nibu is good, but then it says, my love, Nibu, do you have Yashu? For the bright, it sounds a little bit that it's only Musa by Nibu. If it's the same as the Yoshi, Yoshi means that it evaporates. My Yoshi, then we should make it evaporate. So say it's a hot sunny day, and the sun beats down, and it only evaporates. Yoshi, so Nibu, what is it? Yoshi means it went up this way. The Nibu means it went down that way. So the Nibu means it went up. So just like Yoshi, if it evaporates, it's the same air, and we should make it, then it's Musa. So not only mutter at the same shemanik. My yosh em shemanik, I believe I'm shemanik. But if it would be how shemanik, it would be yasa. So if you have a stick of mashmur to the price of the chumre, and we're just passing out of the chumre, it's just here on God, you're banan, so we're passing again to the eight. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara, the Nitzanech, if you want to make a deal from this price, emiration, let's do the dike in the first line of the price. It says in the price that Melech Lag is also the banan called Masha Matzich in Hudiyot. Abonu Matzich, Matzich means that it's left. Or Rishum and Nikir is the Chshari. So you have a seal between the deal and the ratio, the brighter sounds and the cooler. In the paper, the brighter sounds is still a little bit the chumre. So you don't know which line of the brighter to serve. This brighter wasn't written, it's not the dichonic. So let me hope. This brighter, like all the marshmallows, this brighter was never intended to be written with such dichonic. They should be able to read things into it. A lot of people today read the Mishnah Berurah like that. They read every single word in the Mishnah Berurah, and that's intended to be written with such dichonic. Now, Rambam is assuming that you know the Gemara. A lot of people don't know the Gemara, but they make the Yukin of the Shabbos Mishnah. It didn't mean anything, just quoting the Gemara. It didn't mean anything there. So this guy said, wasn't written with such legend.
Why
do you have so many references?
In
Shah,
check
out. We hold that to the Mashmah Minor.
Yeah.
You have, in so many places in Shah, you have a Bryce there which is inconclusive, that one line appears in one direction, one line appears in the other.
Oh, but that is the same thing. That's the same
meaning. No, no, totally unrelated in there. Secondly related. And in all of the other mitzvahs, they'll tell you to look over here, Visham Nisma. They'll tell you to look at Brachas Achtopay, where the full list appears. The full list that's in Makarot HaShaf Nua. And then the later Achtopay will add on more. It has a high topic.
And it's topic to the Makarot HaShaf.
It's not totally in rule. Like Rabbi Kilenga here has on Anon Zay, such a long list. Rashi writes, he doesn't have shot. And if you ever give you a list of all of the places in Rashi, Rashi writes, I don't have shot. No, no, Rashi writes in his spirit that he doesn't have shot. A lot of places he didn't know, and he doesn't write that he doesn't know. He gives a whole list of places where Rashi says he doesn't know. Rabbi Kregi and other places has a list of all of the places where the Masaya of the Tanakh doesn't stem with the way it appears in the Gemara. The Gemara says, a clean exceeding of selling that is, and in that Tanakh is just not perfect. If you can go one place, give you the full list of all of the places. Of all the places.
Anyway.
Right. So he might as well let me see Tanakh. Should I say that this issue, when we should have Nikkei, you still go to Chumra by Merav Lai, they say, call the Sikha Bar, they ain't the right to just like on a level of your eyes, but they say, you're so Mahmeh. In the other Shechel, you're also Mahmeh, on a level of our Bar, but the Merav Lai, even though it's literal, but if you shouldn't make it so much, they say, no, I'm not about to care like lovers. The middle is Musa. You might say, should I say, the reason Machlek is such an onion, and it's unclear what they're fighting about, should I suggest that maybe this isn't the Kudus of Machlek? If you have a bride that says, Kudus, let's say they had in a hospital, someone is sick on the bed, and he came back to the face, I teach him, so they have an adhich from Merav Lai. They're full of Merav Lai. That's the thing, I'm going to die, and cause my nerves here. What about, they took the adhich from Merav Lai, they poured it out in the toilet, and then they took it back, but they never rinsed it out. They never washed it out. Greece and Israel come in and they're lying and they put it out, but they never rinsed it up, so there's still going to be some air at lying there. So
there's
no,
practices.
Huh?
With practices that has
no air
lying in it.
That has no air lying in it, but it's covered. That's why Elijah Feinstein has a shulver that it is Mechutza. That's why Gemara says on the day, if the story is Mechutza, he says that if all of the Merav Lai in the story is Mechutza, then
it's Mechutza.
Does it come from Merav Lai? Yeah, it does come. That'll be a rash in the Lai, if it's Mechutza.
But I know it's good as a Gufo. It could be in the sense of the Gufo.
No. I said it from the Lai. That's how Moshe writes that it's Mechutza. One could perhaps think that with Rav Moshe and Shuvah, because the part of the Chumash says, V'yosh Yitzhiyah Mechal Lai Dinah Tishab Shabbos, and then the Chashapta the Chisisha says that he should cover over with Ofor. And one could tie it that if he cover over with Ofor, then it loses its identity. But if he cover over with... If he cover over the Merav Lai with Ofor, there's a notion in the Rambam like that also, in Hilchus Tzilo. When you cover over the story with Ofor, that is Dina to Ofor. So once you're on the point and say that's only if the Mechashu with Ofor. Or the Gemara says on the page, Ashashi, because Ashashi also is making sin. Ashashi is a glass that makes him sin. in the day. And they can see into the territory of the Jesus, the Rafi the Jesus will say, how did you get something that's not made from sin? I think wood. Or blessed. Let's say the baby is like that. The baby is like the Atsoya and the Kavaro. Who said that that's called Prayer Mahusa? Maybe even it's Mahusa. Maybe it's the other prayer. Maybe the only time it's Mahusa, that's the first prayer. It's Mahusa Kavaro. That is in a Kavaro. It blends in with the offer. Even if it doesn't actually blend in, like Ashashi is. Allah has said that Ashashi is Kheret. Ashashi comes from sin. He doesn't prove that point, it is a source of double fashion. Even if it's a plastic container that has a full of narrow line, he says that's Mechusa. It's all in Mechusa. Mechusa doesn't matter what Mechusa is. Even though the Rambam magnet is the prophet, even Kofa, he doesn't quote the Rambam, doesn't make a point of it. He assumes the fashion has been more than Mechusa. That's the same, sir.
One second advice,
you can't tell one direction or the other because this writer was not written for precisely. But the deep direction sounds in one direction, deeply say for sounds of humans. You can't tell? Yes. It wasn't written with pieces. It was written with pieces. The writer says, I'm not sure exactly what they're fighting about. The writer says that he poured out the narrow line and everything broke the clue. So there's still going to be a little narrow line left. So I'm going to look at the Shmik and Engel. What about the Merag Lime? So he poured it out over there. Merag Lime, Atzman, Shinishpuchu. He poured it out, and it's a puddle on the ground. This Nivlu, once it's a puddle on the ground, with the money, because now the puddle is there, it's a very same, because much of my three things. As long as it's still moist. So the Machlek is not on ice. And the Kama says, Nivlu is Mutter, my Nivlu is Asa. And the Yeti disagrees. What does he disagree? Mechula, Mechula. So the Gemara here, that's the end of the verse. So the Gemara, what do the words mean? What's the case where they're arguing? My nibble, my love, nibble, become Tanakama. What are the words that the Tanakama said? Nibble is Musa. If you should say, nibble means amasir. It's absorbed and there's no moisture on top. My nibble means it would not get absorbed. It is masir. But I'll be able to the man called Amash Masir, who will be also Harish and the Nikir Shari, Sachan and Tanakama. It comes out the book, said the exact same thing. If the puddle is still there, there's moisture on top of the ground, there's no different words. The same thing is different words. So what are they fighting about? They said the same thing. Hanukkah, they said the same thing. So where is Hanukkah? Ella was involved in Azayin Hanukkah. Nivlu means it was so Nivla that it isn't even a Shumanika. And when Nivlu is also means, even though it's full Nivla, there's no more, there's no puddle left. But if it's a Shumanika, it's also instead of Hanukkah holds like an Ezer. And Rav Yosi's maker like the other Amoran, that even the Shumanika is Mutav, also Rav Yosi, the member, he's the one who's maker. Kol Hashmah Sichon, the author, Shumanika is Shari. So that's in that it's a Machlaki Satanai. There's no other way. So one shot in the bright, so the Gemara says, no. No, the cool the Yalma called Mashim and Sichon of the Yalma. The Holy Shimon, you can be Chashori. Nobody holds like an Eben and Emerak. The Machlek is on the camera of the Yalma, the Ramda Machlek is. How moist does it have to be on top? Also, the Tasech on the Mashim and Sichon, you keep an eye. The Mishnah is that you have sometimes on a level of things that are right like that. If I put my hand there, it'll get moist, but if I put my hand that became slightly moist, if I put it on this hand, it won't moisten another thing. The Tasech on the Mashim and Sichon means it's so wet, then I'll put my hand on another thing and it'll get it wet. And so Pesh Lama Rav looks here because it's a little moist, but it's not that moist. That's the Makhlaik Satana. But if it's totally Nizlu, even if it's Mishul and Nikah, it's moist, it's every day holds more than that's our Lachal like Rav. That Lachal like Rav said, it's Nizlu. The next story went also, the Mishnah Herai. Yeah, they're online. Yeah, they're online. Show me, I think I've got this. If you have a kli hamiyuchah, unless you have a toilet bowl, or you have a bed pan, it's miyuchah from Aragon, and miyuchah from Sight, it's clean, and you wash it off, it's soap and water and everything, but still, if it has a bria, it's a kalua, but then it also has a din of soy in
Aragon.
Oh, yeah,
you put it in
the bed. Yeah, under the bed. Even if you have to stay under the bed. But the bed is under the bed is a very good.
Well, I've read about under the bed.
That's very under the bed.
But it depends on how the bed is constructed.
Yeah, it's not going to distinguish between how the bed is constructed. And so, come on, there are different sheets about the Avich and Aragon. Maybe it's only by Kriseris, not by Klima Tehas. But by Kriseris, it's in the commissions that you still have Agola. Why? Because you never mock with everything. Hashem came to Kriseris, including Matechas. You can't have Agola. That's one that has a different kind of a belief. Some Rishonim have a gears, I think, in the Rishonim. They just hold in about Mitzvah. Merak Noi, it's only Mitzvah Cheret. It's Mitzvah Cheret. What is this basically? Yeah. There are issues. Comes up, every single issue comes up. I think it's taken a hospital. I go to an agreement to make sure that they're committed to Davin. And if it gets to Davin, they're committed to Davin. So the Mishnah had a day that if a person is in the mikveh and it's coming from Shriyashma, they can come out of the mikveh, dry up and get dressed and then say Krishna is a Chabad goes in it. It's going to be so late. They're going to miss the Tazman Krishna, so then Hattus Kambera, he has to say Krishna while he's in the mikveh, and he was going to discuss that even right there in time. So the Mishnah says, and what's the Tazman Krishna? If he can get dressed before Hanei Tachamo, he's good. And he's going to miss Hanei Tachamo, then he has to say Krishna in the Mishnah. Hanei Tachamo, that's not Krishna. Then the Gemara, Leila, should I say, Tana Stamak, you have Leila. Tana Hanei Tachamo. In the first verse, there's a Machloek Satan, Leila Rabbi Yeshua. The Blazer's Nachman, that if you say Krishna after sunrise, you're not serious. But we don't pass Sunday. We pass Sunday, you won't show it like Rabbi Yeshua. To me, you have a Stam Mishnah, and usually you say, I'll have a Stam Mishnah, and you will pass Sunday, Rabbi Yeshua. I'll tell you, I'll show it. How can it be into something strange on Monday? I'll give it to you, Rabbi Yeshua, even if you all like Rabbi Yeshua, the way we pass Sunday, I'll have a Stam Mishnah. But even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that to read the Hebrew, to recite Krishna before Hanei Tachamah. That's it today, a person wakes up, Hanei Tachamah is a few minutes before 7 o'clock. He wakes up 6:30 in order to dive into 7 o'clock minyan. He should wait till he gets to shul and say, brachas at 7 o'clock, and then until he's going to get to Krishna, he's going to be 20, 25 after 7. He should say Krishna before Hanei Tachamah. That's a bit of a chidah, but we have the Ramban, in the beginning of the Mishnah in the Muhammad, Ramban has that it was a chidah, they're right. To recite Krishna, to be speaking, to recite Krishna, the last half hour before Hanei Tachamah. The Mishnah has that he's saying Krishna in the Mikveh.
Yeah.
So obviously he's not going to say Birchas Krishna, he's not going to ask Birchas Guna with Tila. And he's not davening in the Minyan now, he's going to daven later at the Minyan. And still the Mishnah says that he should say Krishna in the Mikveh. Yeah. If Allah Almighty is apparently to Zach, it's not quoted by the Shulchan, it's quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't quote it in Hilchas Brura. But it's enough in the Gemara, it's enough in the Mishnah. The Gemara says it's enough in the Mishnah. He quotes in the middle of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah that it's Mukach in the Gemara here, that even the man is in the Mikveh. Obviously, he's not davening Shmonesu, that doesn't have a thousand Tzuronot. But he's still, and he has plenty of time, he has enough reality to go to the Tzuronot Krishna. Still, he should say Kriya Shema in the last half hour before Hamnei Tacham. One of Moshe Feinstein's grandchildren, I think Yaakov Ten was, I'm not mistaken. Some many years ago, that's where Moshe's practice was. He used to wake up very early in the morning, a few hours before Hanei Tachamah, he used to sit and learn, he might be quiet in the house, the telephone didn't ring there. And they told me that sometimes the telephone would ring, and he would answer the phone, and people would ask him shailos, and they would introduce the conversation by saying that they know that the Rosh Yeshiva is not sleeping, so they take the liberty to ask him shailos, but he would tell me, I have a chutzpah to God me when I'm learning. Can you let me learn at 4 o'clock in the morning? He would hang up the phone. So one of the grandchildren told me, that he used to learn, I don't know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, he used to start learning very early in the morning, and then he would try to remember. Look at his learning, sometimes he'd get involved in a mashua and a mashi, and he would forget, but he'd always try to remember to recite Kriya Shema. He was davening at the regular meeting, he didn't have a sticking menu anymore. He would try to remember to recite Kriya Shema in the last half hour before Hanei Tachamah. That's the Mishnah. Let's take the Mishnah. He might as well do the same with Yeshua. This is not a Samishna like a blazer, even if you hold that love like a Yeshua, that's how he's asking. They never up until Gimel Shoras into the day, because so it's not Krishna. And then we'll give us weekend. There's still a Hebrew din, a Hebrew mitzvah, according to the Ramban, it's even a Hebrew of Akhila. Or at least a Hebrew of Rabbanan, the Ramban, 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 right before Hanei Tachamo. Rabbi Marcel, they completed the reciting of Krishna. Im Hanei Tachamo, right before Hanei
Tachamo. Im Hanei Tachamo,
yeah.
That's a half hour.
The real thing was they recited, they had 1,000 Tzuronot, and then after they had brought in 1,000 Tzuronot before Mishakas Chazer Baruch Yitzvah Baran. I think where Moshe writes is between 30 and 35 minutes.
Before sunrise.
Before sunrise. Others are making 45 minutes, 15 minutes, or better, 65 minutes, something like that. And Moshe, I think, writes in his Shulchan that he tested many times that he doesn't see how in the world it should be more than 35 minutes before. There's never. And others tell me, I never tried it, I'm not going to run it. And others tell me that it's always in between 30 and 35 minutes. Like, I'm not sure, it's always between 30 and 35 minutes. Like, I'm better run. Yeah. 30,
35.
Yeah. So you're not supposed to put on talus and tefillin with a bracha earlier than that month. And then the Vasikin, the leader of Vasikin is to daven up the whole davening, to recite Kriya Shema, to complete Kriya Shema by, right immediately prior to Hanei Tachamo, and then to recite the Shemon Esrei, right after the Hanei Tachamo, Yiruchim Shamesh. The Pasuk continues, Yiruchim Shamesh. The Tzadikim have Yiruch Shemayim Im Shamesh with the rising of the sun. How do they have Yiruch Shemayim in connection, in conjunction with the rising of the sun? By reciting Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalah Mashma, which is Yiruch Shemayim, they recite Kriya Shema right before Hanei Tachamo, they recite the Shemon Esrei. Right after the Hanei Tachamo, he went to Mohammed, and the first Eric says that his mind didn't have watches. So how do they know when it's going to be Hanei Tachamo? So they would always guess, 99 out of 100 times, or 999 times out of 1,000 times, they would guess wrong. So they would say Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachamo, then they would have to sit and wait. So they missed Lichas Gumar and Sira. Because in Aprila, he says you're not supposed to say, at least the Hebrew of the Vasik, and you don't want to say Shemon Esrei before Hanei Tachamo. Then Igmar says, on one occasion, And then there's another thing about seeking to try to recite Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachamo, even if I'm dressed in the mikveh. You try to recite Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachamo, without Talatim Tzilin, without Shemon Esrei, without Lichas Gumar Tzilin.
So in this case, you don't have to wait, say, just a couple minutes before sunrise, even if I was sunrise.
Yeah, within the mikveh. Within the mikveh. He says that this Mishnah is telling you Rabbi Yechanan Zin, that the even Rabbi Yeshua, the Tam Mishnah, halachic is Tam Mishnah. I thought we passed like Rabbi Yeshua says, no, still this Mishnah is telling you a different Zin, that there is a Zin of Hatzilah, possibly even Hatzilah there, and he says to recite Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachan. He had the Balamor, we already discussed the Balamor, he says that it can't be, there's a Hamishna Megillah. The Kol Dov Shem Tassah Balayom, if you do it, then you have it after Alos HaShachar, you would be good, but the Hatzilah is not supposed to do it before Hanei Tachan. Mikra Megillah, and Brit Milah, and Zohar does the Bikin, and the Lezeh, and Mubar, and Halal, and Al-Azach, and everything, he says, to the end, the Mishnah says Megillah, to the end, if you did it after Allah Tashach, it's good. But the Chatzim, you shouldn't do any of these mitzvahs before Hanei Tachamah, before sunrise. So the Prophet says, it's a new Mishnah, Takash. The Atman says, Kriya Shema Ki Vasikin, so there are many times in the Vasikin, which you can do. Sinus, which you can do. They say Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachamah, but Chatzim, you really shouldn't do it. I can say in Agamar I can't say the Vasikin did Shalaki bin. So the other Shem disagrees, so they say, no, there's an exception to the rule. He wants to finish Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachamah. Oh, so that's what the Balamot says. But the Balamot says, I'll begin Hanei Tachamah is when the sun begins to rise, the wall of the sun begins to rise, above that arise. So the Vasikin did Shibin, he didn't do Shalaki bin like Rabbi Nassam says in Yuma, that one's going to did Shibin. They didn't begin to recite Kriya Shema until they saw the sun rising above the horizon, and then they hurried up to say the whole Kriya Shema, Gomrim Osa Im Hanei Tachamah. They finished the whole three parshiyos. How long does it take from the time that the sun begins to rise? I think the growth is 2 minutes. Yes, should depend. It should depend what part of the world you are. A lot of it. The sun has a great light 2 minutes. So the Vasikin finished the whole Krishna in 2 minutes. The whole three parts of Krishna they finished in 2 minutes. According to the Balamor, because they didn't begin to say Krishna until after the sun began to rise above the horizon. And then they went on the back day to complete the whole Krishna by the Gemara of Hanei Tachamah.
That's
not the
only
one of
Krishna. Could be they held that you only have to say the first
parashah. Why? I don't think so. I think the Balamor once that they finished the whole Krishna before, so that they began to answer right after Hanei Tachamah. He said, from Shema Yisrael, turn the wrong Yisrael in 2 minutes. Maybe the Nisach HaTzil was sure, but Krishna wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Krishna was the same Krishna as the Chumash is the same. Maybe the Bichas Krishna were sure, maybe over the generations things were added. Meherah, speaking out of that, Meherah.
No.
Nisach HaTzil out of that. Maybe in the days of the Tanakh, it was a sure Nisach on the Bichas Krishna.
That's a boosting
illusion. We write such a stress especially by the Guru that had such a
Malokan used to go to be worship.
Yeah, the Prasik Sadhu Guru
used to go worship.
The Guru Sadhu used to worship the sun. So the Prasik Sadhu says, you know, Kurisham, when the sun is rising and the Gaima bowing down to the sun, they're worshipping it. So the Jews are praising the Abhishek from the sun that we don't believe in the Abhishek. That's the Prasik Sadhu in the first. That we pledge allegiance to the Abhishek Shalom. As opposed to the Abhidhazar, at the time that they were worshipping their own.
And the Moroccan used to have special hosts, if they used to use the word to worship the sun.
The last, the Mishnah says, so we had another, the Mishnah says, if he has enough time in the Mishnah, he's talking about the Mishnah, the Balkari. The whole story began about Balkari, so this is the Abhidhazar, that the creation of the Mishnah, the Mishnah, not the Mishnah, Balkari. And he's grabbing the Chumrah of Sakhana Jezra, and then he looks on the clock in the Nixon and he has to hurry up on his Sahara, 5-7, he has to hurry up to take Krishna. So if he can go out of the Nixon and get dressed and then take Krishna as a Havana Buddha, and if it's so late, it's 6 minutes to 7 is on the Nixon and Kahama, so then he takes Krishna in the Nixon. And the Mishnah says, wow, but it's not enough time, it's time for the money, you need to go. So all of Krishna in the Nixon, breaking him up, and so undressed. So instead of asking Akasha, he's undressed, how can you dive and how can you take Krishna when you're undressed? More effect of somewhat Nikasha, legal answer. What if he is? He's undressed. But that they didn't hear. So that's what a lot of Rishonim and all of the Achronim that we discussed a few weeks ago. The simulation here today, the whole thing, the Shach and the Taz, the Lua and Arichim have a whole page. So they take up the whole page, it's not Shulchan Aruch, it is the Shach and the Taz. The Shach and the Taz goes to all of these Rishonim to say that this is the Shach and the Gemara. If the man is, the man or the woman is in the mikveh, and the Eva HaLeva is below the surface of the water, and the head is obviously above it, they want to say, excuse me, the head is above, there's no problem over there, but the Eva is covered up. But there's a problem of Libra over there. That's the problem. Libra's Eva will be a problem when will it be a problem? If he's up to his neck in the water. The woman doesn't have a problem with Ezra because the Ezra is not a problem. The Ezra is not this anyway. So that's the story with Libra right there. So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim. So an Orechayim, the Mechaber quotes the name of the Yochas Chaim, one of the Rishonim, the Mechaber quotes the Yochas Chaim, that there's nothing of Libra right there by women. Period. Just like the Ezra is Machlekes HaRishonim. In Tachas, there's no problem with Libra right there either. In Yerubeya, the Ramur all of a sudden ignores what the Mechaber is. In Orechayim, the Hilchas Krishna, the Ramur didn't check in the Mechaber. He didn't. Let him get away with it. Yerudei, Hilchas Tzila, there are more raises the issue with the Libra et cetera. So the Tzah, the Shach and the Tzah, they both point out, it's a Machlech for the Shaitim, Mikra Adin, we pass them by Yidim, there's no Libra et cetera, there are more here, and Hilchas Yerudei, right, if the woman comes out of the Mikveh, so if she wants to be from the Mahajim and the Mahajim, to say the Tzah, the Ebra is Mechusa, even if the water is clear water, it doesn't have to be dirty water. That's the problem with Libra et cetera, so she should go with her hands like this tight against her body, in between the lathe and the Ebra, or it shall step up a little higher so that the leg will be above the surface of the water and the rest of the body will be below the level of the water, so that will be also solving the problem of the Negro itself.
But we said before that we had a woman that if you leave Chuma and because full of service for Kaika,
right.
They lost the bone and she's sick, but if she doesn't, she doesn't say that it's not the body itself.
If one person sees by a member of the opposite sex, then it's no time. So that was the Machlokes that was the Ibaya in the Gemara. And the Mishnah quotes the Machlokes HaChayim about the Hadassah in Allah. But the Rabbis had to bring a Gerbam. So let's say the woman is in the Mikvah, the Rabbis had also covered. Just like the Shrump is covered. Look, and there they're in the Mikvah, in clear water. So the Gemara didn't ask, how can you say Krishna, he's undressed? The fact that his hair is below the surface of the water, the hair is covered in the back, but the hair is also covered. That doesn't bother me. If it's all covered, but he's looking down like this, what if I'm all dressed and I see someone undressed in front of me, a man, even a man undressed, I'm not allowed to say a bro, I see someone undressed. So if I'm covered, but I'm looking down like this and I'm not allowed to say a bro, because I see somebody there, I'm seeing my own hair, it's in my yoke. But if I'm not looking down, I'm looking up, so my hair is covered, and I'm not looking at any hair, then there's no problem. But there's a problem of Libra, he's like, go like this. to separate tight like this.
Or
if my heart is above the water level and the air is below the water level, then that solves the problem of liberation. That's what Taisa said. One of the things that we had on the previous daf of Machlekes Tatanayim, and there's a Machlekes that we try to share with Harry Sassman. Why does the Mari here take for granted? That's what Taisa says. The top Taisa is here, she reads, that if the Mari Hachet of Pshitas, the Mari takes for granted that they didn't leave her as ever. It's a Chachet, that's how he talks, the Mari should leave her as ever, Osir. So this Gemara is better than many you shouldn't say like that. But the fact that the Gemara affects the Kosh, why what happened to Mishnah says, leave her as ever, no problem of what happened to the problem, leave her as ever. If the Gemara Kosh, then he talks like that Pshitas. Even though on the previous top was Machlekes Tatanayim, this Gemara indicates that that's how he passed. And Rashi, in the Machlekes Vitri, written by the Rabbi Nishmael, Dhamma Rashi, Rashi holds not so. We don't pass the Libra right there. Yeah, the heart is above. Yeah, right. Maybe he's more, I don't know,
if you
have to
lift for me, he's going
into
the
water. It doesn't sound like he's just got his head up and he looks at the
clock
and he sees it.
Why then that
he's
in
the hospital other than the hospital? It's just a few air bubbles. Yeah, well, the air bubbles, sure. How can my air bubbles floating? That's not all for. No, we raised the question, maybe the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, when he has these Dina Mastoya Mechusa, he says, Mechusa, go up and that's a Dina Kofa. It's only by Tzoya, he says, like, yeah, that's everyone's
problem.
Yeah, that's going to be the next Gemara. We'll take a look. I'm sure we'll have several of Mekal on that. That's the next Gemara. Crazy Gemara, what happened to Libra Israel? Well, the Gemara assumes that his heart is just has his neck above the water and the heart with the air below. And so the Gemara, Amar Ablozer, he came out, Barachim, Yishum Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu? Rav? I don't know. Rav is from the Zogdimah, but my Ma'ur is shown, if the water is dirty, then there's no problem of leaving right there. But even if the water is clear, the air is considered Mechusa, and there's no problem of leaving right there. So if the water exists, then I'm going to say, yeah, there's also time to come. Also, go a little higher, so that the water level will be in between the heart and the air will be moved. And what's accomplished with the fact that his body is covered with water? The Zomu Ke'aras Nichto. Then the water is considered like the thickness of the earth. If the water is dirty and you can't see the air, then it even solves the problem of the liver itself. So I finally have a bright mind, Lumen. If the water is clear and you can look through it, Yeshebehem Atavorai, the Korei, he permitted to sit in the water up until his neck. And he says, Yeshebehem, even though the mind is Lumen, even though the water is clear. Yeshebehem, and the next time it disagrees, Echon Baragmoi. The mikveh, the Zman HaMoah didn't have tiles on the floor. The mikveh was dirt. When it rained, and there was a block in the middle of the street, and it had damp soil, so that was a mikveh. If he just kicks a little bit, so the earth is going to get mixed in, and it's going to make the water muddy. It's going to make the water muddy. So the Yeshan, the Eichenberg.
Why not? You can be totally
There is a din in the Gemara in Zvachim. It's called in Hilchot Kittulot Yadayim also. Interesting, it's not quoted in Hilchot Mikvot. And it's not quoted in the Mechavarit in Hilchot Mikvot. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Hilchot Mikvot Yadayim. That Gemara is rocking in the second area. That if the mikvah water is so muddy, that if the Emu, Ein Parash Rechav Yishoy Sehemenu, a cow would not lean over, and drink even muddy water. But if a cow wouldn't drink mud, even though it's a little liquidy, a cow wouldn't drink mud. So who is the Toysik Achar and Tepaskin, whether it's water or mud, the behemoth. If Parash Rechav Yishoy Sehemenu, if a cow will lean over and drink it, then Allah says it's a sin in moving that it's water. It's a little muddy. But if a parish rechav b'shoyt, if the cow will not lean over and drink it, then it's a sin that is called offer. You can't be terrible in an offer. You can't be terrible in it.
Tisanon
is a mission, then you can't be terrible. The Gemara says, how liquidy. Tisanon is mud that pours easily.
Right.
It pours like water. Shemot rachmeh, it's a pour. So how liquidy does it have to be? But the mission doesn't say. So the Gemara is not easy to explore. If parish rechav b'shoyt meant, if you never poured it, still it's water. It's maybe a lot of it. What if they're putting chlorine that's poisonous? If they're putting chlorine in the mikvah, that's poisonous. If a car will drink it, it'll die. Yeah. Well, is that good for a mikvah or not? Well, the Mishnah Berurah talks about that. Never discussed in the other day, unless you know, it doesn't quote the din. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this little rule.
So he says it's only a din if you have poison during the day. It's only a din if it's muddy. That's not a problem. It's not an offer that
it's the first offer is it offer or is it mayan?
But if it's clearly mayan, even if it's absolutely poisonous, that doesn't bother me. That's what the Mishnah Berurah right now. Someone needs a cooler. Most musicians think of animals out of them. Any normal animal.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Says, mine food is also good. As long as he's got tabula. As long as he's got his neck and what is okay. The Ramah's ace. I don't know. The Bryce starts off, Mishnah not tabula. The Bryce starts off when he has the wood up to his neck. See, by Yasa Tanaita, because we have steps in the Mishnah. They go a little higher, go a little lower. By then, they probably didn't have it. But either you're in the Mikra up to your neck, or you're not in the Mikra.
Yeah.
Some of them are so easy.
You get up higher.
By Yasa, they have steps. They graduated. They can say, go a little higher in the Mikra. But some of them didn't have such a thing. But there are more rights that is. If the water level is in between the lathe and the air, but then that solves the problem of the Mikra. The Asia on the next time it disagrees, you have to be Asha Maragla. You have to kick up a little dirt. You have to make the whole mix of water clouded and dirty, and then there's no problem. So that solves the problem of Libra's air. Say, what's with the Tanakam? Tanakam with Libra's air? Well, what happened to the problem of Libra's air? Everything more. It doesn't often have this. Some of Libra's air is Mutra. So that's not going to pass away. Is there a deal of Libra's air or not? Is there such a deal?
If he crosses his feet,
That's a doctor word. All my servants are no different than I say. The Mishnah has it. If there are bones, you're not permitted to be tovel in a mikvah of water. Mind you, the Stanu Marov, let that put in ink. Put in so much chlorine that the water turned green. But Stanu Marov says if you put in so much chlorine, they're going to burn their eyes out. He says it never happens. There's no shadow. But let's say you put in some kind of a dye, a liquid dye that changed the entire color. So that's the chumra mitzvah that you're not allowed to be tovel in such a mitzvah. So the achrenim are bothered with the kashim, what if you have a muddy you go to Chippa Mikvah. He writes that in his Seifa Mikvah, the Mishnah is explained that if you leave the water, the dirt will settle to the bottom. So even if people keep on going and using it, that's not called Shirin Ma'ariv. You have particles floating around. It looks like it's Mishnah Ma'amash. Anything less than ink, it's not the Shirin Ma'ariv. You can stay from today till next year. The water is still going to be... The water is going to be... It changed its color. But it's just particles floating around. If you let the settle, if it goes to the bottom, even before it settles, that's not called Shirin Ma'ariv. What's Takana Din if they put in so much chlorine that it's Takashini Mara? What if they put in so much chlorine that they...
Chlorine is colorless.
But the Mishnah has a coolant that a lot of people use this coolant. The Mishnah says in the Torah that the only time there's a sin, the whole Din of Shini Mara is only Chumim Darabon, if they are also naysayers, it's only if the Shini Mara is caused because of a liquid. If it's caused because of the solid, then there's no problem. There are two ways to use chlorine. You can pour in a solid you can pour in a drug in a pellet of chlorine in a swimming pool, or you can pour in a bottle from a container, liquid chlorine. But the only time it's a shilet. Most of that won't be a shilet at all because like I don't want to say you burn your eyes out if it's too much chlorine. But I think it's clever that if you put in so much chlorine that it is a shilet mare, if you put in a pellet of chlorine, then you're so much that could be. That could be that. Mayor Arik says the answer is, he says the answer is that it's not essential to the mud. But it could be that since the Shinim Arik, the mud begins with a solid, it doesn't begin, it takes liquid mud and then you pour it in. And you can say it's a shame out if I don't lift it, but you don't throw any lifted mud. It comes in from the floor of the lifted. It's only people use it, so maybe the mud will be there. So that could be another solution to that kasha that Amir Arif is working on. Even if you wouldn't say because it's going to settle to the bottom, just because it's a solid, but also was not told the problem. Doesn't matter. It stops off.
It must have
remained
flat. It's
still solid. It'll
settle down
before
down
and come
out again.
But before it would be solid, it'll get harder to enter. But still, initially, the mission says it's like this. Let's say we have baskets where we used to put grapes, purple grapes on the baskets. And the baskets are dyed purple. And now we took out the grapes. And then we're soaking these baskets, rinsing them, we're soaking the baskets in water. And all mixture becomes purple because of that, they're solid. So the mission says, of course, that's not a problem. Because since it's solid, the immediate, originally started off with the liquid, I got it broken into the baskets, and I put itself over the liquid. But since the immediate cause of the shirimara and the meha mixture came from the solid and not from the liquid, so there's not there to make that, the whole thing is only a day of the bond. Chinese people didn't make payments, but the Kihai Babylon didn't have a native there. So they came from over here. People are clearly, the Talis of Kwanin is going to Shazam, is going to blend in with the mixture. But since the immediate cause of the Shinim Mara is started from the solid, yeah, but you're not table in the solid, you're table in the native. The whole shadows, the whole issue is can't be table in the native. That's the thing that actually gets
you. You couldn't pay this in the native also, you
so there's a way to find whether there's a problem with the Libra Yisrael. Take the Makash on the second wide line, Bahari Akeba Yisrael, or even the second Tana, who's Machner, and we're Machner Yisrael, so we're Machner for Libra Yisrael. Fine, you solve the problem of Libra. What you're going to have both of them is going to be muddy more than it's going to solve all the problems. It's considered like it's all dressed. But the Kash is on the Tanakhama, I mean. Fine, the Tanakhama is making, he doesn't believe in the problem, he doesn't hold it in the problem of Libra Yisrael. But shouldn't the Tanakhama agree that there is a din of Akeba Reyesuervo? Bahari Akeba Reyesuervo, shouldn't the Tanakhama agree to that? The more I thought that Akeba Reyesuervo is not common, Rashi writes, Kosalka Daika, Rashi in the fourth line is going to adopt it. The more I thought that was an action for what? Kolei Bishen Daka Limus Yisrael, Veroi Yosu Bishash Kari Batsuero, and Zabini, I think, Krishma, 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 the Gemara is taught in the Kasha that it should be Mocham, anything like that, that's a promising Kasha, because some of our Kibir Yisrael was Mitzah. And we hold Lalocha, and not only does the Tanakhama hold, that there's no problem, even the next Tana, who is Machmer and Libra Yisrael, is only Machmer and Libra Yisrael, Kibir Yisrael doesn't bother him. It's that person is wearing a loose veil. So some of us can dive in facing me, there's no Erva. The Erva's on the foot, I can dive in, because Libra Yisrael, so what if I put on a garb a little bit tight? So then we passed, and I thought, okay, you mentioned, one of the Shem says, the Gat lasts beyond the skin, and Shulchan Aftar even quoted. The Gat was on top of the death of the Zosagur. So I can say, Krishna, there's no problem. Zero Yisrael will stop. All right, what about Akeba Yisrael? So that's not a problem. We hold Akeba Yisrael, but it's not a problem at all. In the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't have it. The Gemara's kasha was, why isn't the Tanakhama Choshish for that? The Gemara said, it should be Mocham. The Gemara said, Akeba Yisrael should be Mocham, and the Gemara says, no, he doesn't offer that either. But it's more than that, La Lofe. Even if the Yeshua people are not worried about Libra Yisrael, they're not worried about our Kibra Yisrael. No, the whole issue of Libra Yisrael is only the Rabbanim, the Mishnah Berurah says. The whole thing is only the Rabbanim. Like the Binyan that a person was down with Libra Yisrael. It's only even the Yeshua Binyan. So it's only a Dindar Rabbanim. He didn't violate anything that's their right. It's their right to pull that he's a violation of a real Dindar Rabbanim. Libra Yisrael, the Chorus Yeshua is only a Dindar
Rabbanim. Why do you move the Yeshua Yisrael? Let's say you hold the sand down. Why do you move the Yeshua Yisrael? If you hold the sand down the wall, why would you have an AED that that cape was?
No, he wants to know that the rest of the body is attached to the air ball. The rest of the body should be separated from the air ball. That was the Mark argument. The rest of the body should be separated. Mark says, no. But the only issue is only on the leg, and the leg group is a Machlok Yisatana. And we passed him. If Mark's going to come to the conclusion, we passed him, there is no problem at all.
That's
the
feet are
making? Oh, yeah.
They're
going to the top. In a 7th. No problem. No problem. So separate. If he's going to be
nickel
with clear water, if he's going to be nickel with my home, it's also no problem. No problem. No problem. No problem. So then the Gemara runs through the kitzur. Itmar, and the third wide line, Itmar. Kevra, it's the Erbo, is Mutter. That's what we just said. Not only the Tanakhama holds Mutter. Even the Yeshua, who's not on Libra, is making a lot of kids. What about Nogia, yeah? What about, let's say, I am sitting in bed. I'm laying in bed. I want to say Shachar. and someone else is undressed, under the blanket, someone else is undressed. So if I look like this, I don't see his erva. But that person's erva is touching my foot. So am I permitted to daven or not? So that's not wicked. Okay, yes, if my hand is touching his erva or her erva, of course I'm not allowed to daven. But if my foot is touching someone else's erva, does that prevent me from davening? But that's not wicked. If it's Nageya, Abai Yamarat, the Rav Amamut, Rav Masi, that's the first version. So Rav Masi, Rav Hashmai, this is the version of Rav Zid, that there was Machlech, Rav Zid, whether I came in Nageya, but every Chavero, who is Mutarot. He had a totally different version as to what was the Machlech, Rav Zid. Nageya, if my foot is touching a new blanket, my foot is touching someone else's erva, is the Rehakalot, Abadi Yamarat, Davin. What about my own body, I'm wearing a garter, let's say, so there's no problem of Libra Ezergo. But I have nothing separating my Ergo from the rest of my body. Am I allowed to daven or not? So that's what my colleague is. I'm allowed to daven or not? Why does Rabba hold Musa? Why does Rabba hold Musa? He can't be machna so much. It's like, Nikon Leyama, that Malacha should be so machna like that. The word like my lover with the whole machlekes abai, the rubber with the two versions of the rubber, the other one is the doctor, and Raya is mutter. What do you mean Raya is mutter? Not only according to the son of Kama who's makel on Libra Raya Servo, but according to the Yeshua of his machma, Libra Raya Servo. So this is also mutter. And Pasha Truma de Sabe, the Torah has the Dinam of Asiyas HaMishkan, which is special shiuri. Then you get later, when you learn Seif HaMelochim, the Torah gives you the proportions of the Bayit Rishon, which were totally different from the proportions of the Mishkan, and the Seif HaMelochim HaBrim. Then when you get to Yecheskel HaNovi, Yecheskel HaNovi was the one who says, when the Bayit Rishon is going to be Chayv, and we're going to do another Beis HaMishkan. So he gives you the proportion of the next Beis HaMishkan. Then, when you look in the Mishnayis, it doesn't stink. The Mishnayis describe in Migos and in Yuma, and what I've mentioned in the Sigis and Yuma, to prepare to speak about all the years. So the Bai Sheni does not correspond to what's going on in the Tzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatz based on the Gemara and the Razak, but the Malbim, Yechetz Malbim is saying that Nevuah, the bias for us, the ultimate based on the Yerush. The Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech said to Nevuah, they already knew from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that the first place on the Yerush is going to be Chorus. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how the Pasuk says in Yechetz Kol, the Pasuk says in Zimam like that, and it depends on Pasuk. Yechum Yechetz says like that, by the time of the Chetz HaMeragim. So they were told that the Jewish people were going to go to Golan. When Golan? It means they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, then they're going to be chased out to Golan. How can it be? The Tamid is going to be destroyed, they're going to go to Golan. And Shlomo HaMelech got the first place Tamid, which he already knew, then he's going to be Chorus. The only question is, what's going to be the second place Tamid? So Shlomo HaMelech said, at the period of the first place Tamid, when he composed Shira Shirim, the Ruach HaKodesh, they said, in Chorus, he lived in the last year, because he doesn't have some Allah Chorus. As a matter of fact, in the end of the first parish of Yuma, in Chayma, when it's going to come, after the Churban Dais Mishan, after the Golan Zohar, when it's going to come, the period for the second Beit HaMikdash, if the Yahu Kachon, if everybody go together, then the second Beit HaMikdash will be in our record show, but that will be the ultimate Beit HaMikdash. And that was the thing, that's what I know, all of this, if hardly anybody will come up to the Aliyah, then the second Beit HaMikdash will also be a record show, so like a wooden hat, like a Ruach Horus. In the days of Ezra and this would have been the plan for the second Beit HaMikdash. But this happened turned out that hardly anybody showed up. So the plan was changed. So this whole Nevuah that he's describing is going to have to be the third Beit HaMikdash. Because he never says which. He says there's going to be a Beit HaMikdash. It's going to be the ultimate Beit HaMikdash. It's not going to be destroyed. There was a chance that it could have turned out to be the second. But then with the Torah, if it didn't, then it's going to be the third. It's going to be the third Beit HaMikdash, but it says in the Sukkim and in the Nevuah Yechezkel, you, Yechezkel ben Uzi HaKayim. You're not a Kayim. So it says, you, my dear friend, will be very Saddam on the Mizpah. You are a Kayan, and you are going to be very Saddam over here. So the Mephreshim say, the Rabbak and the Mab and the others say, you are the Kayan. You are going to do all of these operations. But he's not alive anymore. There's a Chevy Cheslanon, but a Chevy Cheslanon, he died. So what do you think he's going to do? He said, you know, there's going to be a Beit HaMikdash, and if it wasn't fulfilled, it's going to be fulfilled. He died, so what's going to be? So they say, it is going to be. We found the Kriyas HaMikdash. He died, and it wasn't Kriyas, so it's going to be the Kriyas. And if he's going to come back to life, that's enough line of Kriyas. He's going to come back to life, he's going to be a human, he's going to be a Shem, and it's going to be a Kriyas too. So they say, the Pashtun is without Dak in the Mahdi place, that the Pashtun is. The Gemara has a Machlokes in the end of the Mishnah. We discussed in Brachos earlier, at the end of the first Torah, where the Mishnah is the Tavos Lev the Lover. A mate who comes back to life, is he still Chayv and Mishnah? Yiddish a mate who comes back to life, is he still Chayv and Mishnah or not? So some Shem say that that's a Machlokes in the Gemara. There are good things that he says, it's not true, Mishnah says also what means, it calls on that he's dead. If he comes back to life, he's dead. That's what they are back in the Mahdi say. The simple reading of the Pashtun, you should not. This should be taken care of. You, my friend, you're a kohen. You're a kohen. You're going to be zorik to dam. You're going to do this and you're going to do that. So he first, if he would have been zorik, he would have been there to do it in the Bayit Hashem. He would have been the ultimate Bayit. He wasn't zorik, so wasn't. So he's going to have to be there by the Bayit Hashem. He has to say some reasons. He'll be bechuyav and mitzvahs and he'll be a kohen. And I'll ask to do the other. So they say the pastors and these sukkim imply that a mate is a priest and mate and like that coin and like the queen and this is, and I'll be able to do the other. Okay, the other.